Of course, because there's always something going on. And y'all know this, man. Y'all know this. Okay? Now, the first item up today for consideration. I like that. The first item up today for consideration is Mr. Stacy Campbell, a Tennessee GOP lawmaker. And last Thursday, he introduced a bill seeking to make welfare benefits contingent upon the grades of would-be recipients' children. And this bill would require the reduction of temporary assistance to needy families, welfare payments for parents or caretakers of welfare recipients whose children fail to maintain satisfactory progress in school. Now, he also went on to say welfare recipients who face a loss of benefits if their children show poor academic performance. Now, it's unclear how these factors would be tied to one another. In other words, they haven't figured out the particulars how they would, you know, find, you know, match the academic progress to the welfare benefits, or how they can tell who's who. But I'm sure that, you know, they'll be coming up with something. And how the children's performance will be assessed. And he also stated that this bill is a measure to break the cycle of poverty. So he's figuring it's going to break them by making the children be smarter in school. And also, according to Mr. Campbell, education is a three-legged stool comprised of schools, teachers, and parents. And he also claims that the state has adequately held the first two legs of the school accountable, but argues that it should apply more pressure on the third, which are the parents. We have done little to hold the parents accountable for their children's performance. And basically, that's what he's saying. And here's my question to you. What are your thoughts? What do you think about that? What do you think about that? You know, if you really give some thought, it has, I guess, a little validity to it. A little validity. Because in a lot of cases, the same individuals that are collecting welfare, some of them not really caring what their children are doing in school. So maybe if, you know, if they're forced. Well, see, and I think that word just woke me up a little bit. Why do we have to force our children, I mean our parents, why do we have to force parents to take a interest in the child's education? Why do we have to do that? If we're supposed to be the parents, P-A-R-E-N-T-S, or the parent, why? Is it going to take a bill from a lawmaker to actually make you pay attention to what your child is doing in school? Now, the more I think, you know, for a moment I said this bill has a little validity to it. But really? Really? Does it really have a... Okay, so you finna tie welfare to a child's performance. Now, henceforth. Now, we understand some children have learning disabilities. We understand that. So I'm not going to go out and say that this bill needs to do it because, yes, some children do have learning disabilities. All right? Duh. I'm just going to say it. However, do you think this is this will actually cause more parents to be involved in their children's education, in their schooling? The threat of taking your welfare benefits away? Do you really think that is going to help anything, help curb poverty? Didn't say anything about them going out and getting a job, did it? No, it didn't say anything about them getting a job. The only thing it says, make sure your children can get an education. But you still, as long as your child is making A's and B's, you still can sit at home and collect your welfare. No, there's too much of a hole. That's a hole right there. That's a loophole. That's a loophole. And trust me, somebody will find that loophole. I mean, do you follow what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Does that make any sense at all? I think it makes a little bit of sense. So it has to be more. It has to be more than just tying the welfare benefits to a child's educational level, what they're doing. Don't get me wrong. That is not a bad idea. But yet you still not really holding the parents' feet to the fire. I mean, it could be a start. It could be a start. Yes, it could be. However, what about the parents that are just sitting at home still? So what you're telling me is all the thing they have to do is make sure that child is making, let's say the law ends up saying the child has to maintain at least a C average, which is not really that hard. So only thing the parent has to do to keep receiving their welfare benefits is stay at home. When the child comes home from school, make sure they do their homework, make sure they're turning their homework in, and make sure everything is going right, and at the end of the month, they still get their welfare benefits that me and you have to pay for. Now, as I said before, what's missing out of that whole equation? What is missing out of that? I'm going to tell you what's missing out of it. That parent still ain't got their ass up and got a job. You understand that? They still haven't gotten up and got a job. So we're still defeating the purpose. Oh, I know some of y'all may. Y'all probably think I'm wrong on that. What do you think? Let me know. What y'all think about that? 347-838-8622. Or talk to me in the chat room. Hey, what y'all think? Or ericletstalk@gmail.com. Do you think just holding the Social Security benefits hostage to a child's educational advancement, progression, is enough to make things better, help alleviate the poverty of children living in poverty? Do you think that's enough? Do you think that's enough? Although the parent is still sitting at home, they still haven't gotten up and got a job. Stacey Camfield, hey, that's a good idea, but I think we need a little bit more to go on than that, because I don't think that's working. I do not think that's going to work. Because, I'm sorry, y'all, I just got to keep saying it. You going to tell me I can sit at home, that's all I got to do, sit at home, make sure my child maintains. See, they haven't come up with any particulars on how they're going to do this now. But as an example, make sure my child maintains a C average. A C average now. As long as we maintain a C average, I can continue to receive my welfare benefits. That does not say I don't have to stop smoking my weed. That doesn't say I don't have to stop drinking my gin on the weekend. That doesn't say I have to get up and get my ass a job. One thing you're telling me is I just have to make sure my child maintains a certain grade point average. Well, here's a news flash. That's what you should be doing any damn way. Oh, Lord. You see what I'm saying? That's what you should be doing. It's not that damn difficult. But, of course, apparently it is for some of them out there, because you're missing something. It's missing something. And now, one thing I do agree with Mr. Campbell Campfield. Mr. Campfield is on. We do need to really hold the parents' feet to the fire as far as the education of the children. We always talk about we don't have enough teachers. We don't have enough this. Well, what about the parents? What are you doing at home when your child coming home with homework? Besides say, you got any homework? The child go, no, okay. And that's it. You don't inquire anymore about it. You don't worry about it anymore. Then the child goes outside until that 9 weeks or 6 weeks over and you get that report card or that progress report and tell you the child hasn't turned in any homework. Now you want to get upset and try something. And get upset. But some of you are so simple-minded, instead of getting that child straight, you'd rather go and jump on the freaking teacher. Because the child tells you that the teacher don't like them, that the teacher is picking on them. Heck, your child not even turning in no homework, so how's the teacher even going to pick on them? They not doing any work. Hell, some of your kids ain't even going to school. They laying up and down in the bed with you. Because you're too late to get your ass up and taking them to school. But on the 1st, the 3rd, and the 15th, or whatever the month they come, when that welfare check in that mailbox, you right there picking that up, though, you have no problem getting up then, do you? So this Mr. Campfield from Tennessee is trying to get this bill, trying to get passed. It has a little validity to it. But I like to see it have a little more meat to it. Just a little bit more meat. You know, not only requiring that the child maintain a certain grade point average, but let's say make the parent get out there and get a freaking job. Flip some burgers at McDonald's. Do something. Hell, do something. Most you can throw papers at night. That's right. I know y'all done seen them folk out there on the corners on Sunday with the newspaper on their newspaper. Think about it. They sell the newspapers for a dollar a paper. Dollar a paper, right? If you get 100 papers and you get the right corner, shoot, that's $100 right there. But just a job, you making money. So now you're accomplishing two things. You're bringing some cash into your household. You're making sure your child maintain grades like you're supposed to. Then you don't have to worry about it, because eventually, if you make enough, you'll come off welfare. Then you have your own. Then you go and get your. You understand what I'm saying? I know. It's probably just me, the way I'm thinking. And, hey, sometimes I think a little crazy. But that's the way I feel about it. I feel about it. I really do. Now, if the child doesn't maintain the proper grade point average, your welfare payments are going to be reduced. That means you start losing money anyway. Then what you going to have to do? You're going to have to get up and get a job anyway. Right? So why go through all that when you just get up and get a job from the get-go in the beginning, and then you don't have to worry about it? Plus, and still make sure your child doing what they need to do in school. Then you don't have to worry about it. And don't just leave it to the child. Go to the school sometimes to check on, see what the child is actually doing in school. You know, you don't have to wait for the teacher to send you a note or something saying they need to talk to you. You know, you can go out there and request a conference with the teacher at any time. Do a drive-by. If you like to drive by your friend's house all the time, do a drive-by at the school. Many schools have no problem with you coming up there and checking on your child. It's easy. It's easy. Man, I remember one time I got beaten right in the classroom when I was a kid because my parents did a drive-by. That's right. Now, I'm in there clowning. Have me a good time. I tell you what, after that drive-by, I wasn't clowning no more. That's for sure. And maybe we need to go back to that. You know, maybe we actually need to go back to that. So, Mr. Campfield, I'm going to say that's a good idea, but you need to put a little more bite into it. A little bit more bite into it. Because this leaves too much of a hole for those that is going to look for a way out, okay? But that's a good idea. That's a good idea. I like that. I really, really like that, okay? Now, moving on to the next story, and this is one we look, man, we have to talk about this story at least 2 or 3 times a week so far, because it's some craziness going on with this story right here. I'm not going to lie to you. It is some real weird stuff going on with this. And, yes, we're talking about the Notre Dame linebacker, Mante Teo. Now, we were led to believe that he was talking to a man on his phone calls when he's talking to his supposedly girlfriend. Well, now there's a whole other story come out saying he may have been actually talking to a woman after all. Yeah. I say this story gets stranger and stranger, weirder and weirder, whatever you say. It's just crazy as hell. I'm going to say it like we said back in the day. It's just crazy as hell. It is. The more information comes out, the more questions there is about this dang old story, Mr. Teo. Okay? Now, apparently, there's a cousin of the guy who actually perpetrated this whole Tino Tusopo, who is a cousin, and it is a female. So apparently she got in on the host a little bit too by actually talking to Mr. Hale at some time during this hoax. And the reason why she decided to get into it was because she, check this out, man. I'm telling you, these people have some She had, these people had some issues, man. That's all I got to say. Here you go, okay? She got involved into it after she was dumped in her own relationship. So she gets dumped by her own little boyfriend. So now she want to take up with her cousin and play this trick on Tayo. Right? But she was a real woman. At least she was a real woman. However, here's the question at hand. If that's the case, why did Tusa Sopo's attorney say it was him all along? It's the more things come out, the stranger this story gets. We have more holes in this story than did a little bit. I tell you, this is better than Atlanta Housewives. It really is, because you really don't know what the hell you're going to get next. You really don't. And you know what? Know what else though? And let me understand. Let me explain it to you. Now, if by chance you have anybody in your family that's going to be an athlete or is an athlete, and you know, pretty good at it, and you foresee them, you know, going to higher levels and getting interviewed and all that, I'm gonna give y'all one good piece of advice right now that hopefully you will remember when it's time for them to get in front of cameras and microphones or whatever. Keep your personal business to yourself. That's all you got to do. Now, see, if he would have just kept all this to himself, he wouldn't have to go through all this scrutiny now. Now, the more things that come out, the crazier he sounds. The crazier the whole story sounds. Now, granted, I was taking up for him. I was. And I kind of still sort of want to take up for him just a little bit. But this is crazy. I don't even know who the hell to believe anymore. I don't. Maybe I don't believe. And I'm not making any of this up now. I'm not making any of this up. I promise you. In fact, I'm gonna go ahead and put this link in the chat room so you can figure it out. So maybe you can tell me whether he really was talking to a woman, or maybe he was just talking to his cousin, or his cousin wanted to be a woman, and they got together and they double teamed him. Who knows what the hell was going on with Tayon and this guy and his cousin? And I don't know, man. This is a crazy ass story. It just is. It's just crazy as hell. Hey, Mr. Goofy Bone, I see you out there, man. Thank you for joining. You know what I'm saying? This is crazy. It's just crazy. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Oh, Lord have mercy. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I'm going to say about that one. I believe, you know, and like I said, I was taking up for him at one time. Right now, I don't know what the hell I'm taking up for, because I'm confused too. I'm confused. One moment I thought it's kind of thing of a homosexual nature. Now, I don't know. I just think it's a bunch of crazy asses got together and they did something and it fell apart on them. That's right. It fell apart on them. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. They'll be all right. They'll be all right. All right. Once again, this is Open Mic Monday on Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. You got something you want to talk about that bothered you over the weekend? You got something you want to talk about that just been bothering you, period? Or just something that just pissed you off? No problem. Give me a call, 347-838-8622. Talk to me. My email, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Join me in my chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/ericjackson62. And join me in the chat room. We can talk there also. Or just go to my Facebook page at Eric Let's Talk at Facebook. Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. I'm sorry. Hey, don't forget about Twitter, too. I forgot about Twitter. At Driven4FORLife62. That's right. Now, those are all the ways you can get in contact with me. That's right. So, there's no reason why you shouldn't be talking to me right now. That's right. There's no reason why you shouldn't be talking to me right now. All right. Let's see. What other stories I got for y'all today? Lego. Y'all know Lego? You know, those little things, those little pieces of things that go together, you know, that's a lot of tag when we was a kid. Well, Lego has been accused of racism, y'all. Now, I don't know how Lego becomes racist, but okay, we're gonna see what they're talking about. Lego has been accused of racism over Star Wars Jabba's palace set. Now, this is, I guess you say, basically a toy. This is basically a toy. That's what it is. And you know, it's a replica of a castle or something, but it's made out of Legos. However, some Turkish leaders are offended because the Lego Star Wars set say it resembles a famous mosque. Here we go again with this sensitivity shit. That's right. I'm just going to say it. Here we go with this sensitivity shit again. You know, what do you want, people? What do you want? Huh? Why are we so freaking sensitive? There's, you know what you should be sensitive about? You're not sensitive about. You should be sensitive about hunger in the world. You should be sensitive about the damn homelessness. You should be sensitive about all these unnecessary wars we got going on. But yet you want to be sensitive over a damn toy palace set because it resembles a famous mosque? We have a problem, y'all. Not only in the United States, but we have a problem in the freaking world. We are so freaking sensitive, it is driving me to be sensitive right now. Woo, boy, I tell you, y'all get, woo, Lord. But I'm just saying, are you kidding me? We're talking about a Lego set of Jabba's Palace from the Star Wars series is racist because it appears too close to resemble the High Guy Sophia, formerly a mosque in Istanbul. Who cares? You know, just as bad as goddamn everybody worrying about Beyonce lip syncing the national anthem. Who cares? Why, y'all? What we should be sensitive about is all that fighting that's going on over there in Africa, all that fighting that's going on over there in Syria, all that fighting that's going on in Chicago. But yet, this is what everybody wants to get sensitive about. Beyonce lip syncing some crap. Chris Brown and somebody else getting in a fight over a parking spot. And we sensitive about that? Sound like it's some backers ass people running around up in him. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what's going on with y'all today, boy. Y'all on a roll today, aren't you? I'm telling you. Come on, y'all. It's a Lego toy set. It is a Lego toy set. Really? Just like it was a pit, you can take it off and you can take it apart and make it into something else. Huh? Hell, if you that sensitive and if you that worried about it, don't buy it. Stop looking at it. Hell, you ain't got to buy it? Wow. I mean, good Lord. Really? This is just outrageous. Outrageousness. That's all I'm saying. It's outrageous. Why are we even going through this? Hell, I shouldn't even put it on the thing, but I just thought it was very, very crazy. I really did. Oh, Lord. And, of course, the other problem is because in Star Wars, Jabba the Hutt, you know, he was a criminal. And in this, the terrorist, he liked to smoke hookah and have his victim killed. Really? Really? And he looks sinister and do evil things such as keep slaves and commit murder. Oh, snap. Look out. Now, wait a minute. Let me back up. Well, hell, wasn't that what America was doing some years ago, keeping slaves and killing people and committing murder and doing evil things? Oops. But nobody was too damn sensitive about that back then, were they? Oh, boy, I tell you, y'all on the roll today, aren't you? But now we sensitive because it represents a toy. T-O-Y. Legos, L-E-G-O-S. Come on, people. Our priorities are in the wrong freaking place. And you wonder why we can't accomplish anything as a group of people. As a nation, as a world. And we wonder why. Because we're too freaking petty. We're too sensitive about the wrong damn things. My golly. Hey, maybe Mr. Canfield in Tennessee, maybe he can come up with a bill to stop all this sensitivity. Maybe he can tie the sensitivity into welfare. If you put out something you're real sensitive to it, we're going to take your welfare away from you. But, of course, you got to make sure your children maintain their grades also, right? Mm-hmm. Why not? Let's tie all that in together. But in the same thing, they're still not saying anything about anybody damn getting a job. I know y'all. I done went all the way back up to there, didn't I? Because that really bothers me right there. That really bothers me. It really does. Damn sensitive ass people. Get the hell over it. Hell. And y'all got nerve. And you know what? They got the nerve to complain about something. And over there in that part of the country, they raping women left and right. You know, the women can't do this. And they worried about a damn toy set. Get the hell on. That's right. Get on. And you worried about a damn Lego toy set. Oh, my graciousness, y'all. What's really going on? I'm telling you, man. I'm okay. I'm okay, y'all. I'm okay. I took my medication today. I'm all right. I promise you, I'm doing good. All right, for y'all just joining us in the chat room, hey, you're listening to Let's Talk. It's Open Mic Monday. So if you got anything you want to talk about, something that pissed you off, huh? You got something you pissed you off for the weekend, or somebody just pissed you off today and you need to get it off your chest, something you thought about that you want to talk about, give me a call, 347-838-8622. Or email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, for those that just joined late, we're going to recap what we was talking about, you know, real early. Story number one, a Tennessee GOP lawmaker, Mr. Stacy Canfield, passed a bill that basically saying parents need to keep up the grades of their dang on kids or their welfare payments will be reduced. So basically what he's doing is tying the welfare, the payments of the welfare, to them making sure their children get good grades in school. Basically, that's all this is doing. And as I was saying before, that's good. That's a good thing. The only problem with he's not requiring the parents to get their ass up and go to work. I know y'all, man. I tell you, I'm all right today. I'm feeling wonderful. The second story was about Mel Teo. He actually may have been talking to a woman on the phone. Of course, you know, that's one weird-ass story, so I don't know what the hell we're going to do about that one. And, of course, you know, there's racism over Star Wars Jabba's the place set by Turkish leaders and what have you. So that's the stories, and it is what it is, and we all too sensitive about every damn thing. That's what I'm going to say about it. Now, with all that being said, I see my phone line is beginning. I'm opening up my phone lines, and I see somebody is there waiting on me. So let's bring it on. Hey, y'all want to talk to me? Call me, 347-838-8622. It's Open Mic Monday here on Let's Talk, and let's get it on. Good afternoon, y'all. Let's Talk. What's on your mind?
Is this Mr. Eric Jackson?
Yes, sir, it is. How are you doing today, Mr. Joe?
Well, Mr. Eric Jackson, thank you for taking my call, sir.
Well, you're quite welcome, sir. And how may I help you today?
Well, I'm just so glad to be here because you've become one of the staff members of one of the New York City stations, and I'm glad that you've done that. And thank you again for taking my call, sir. Have you noticed those people that call up? They call up Rush Limbaugh, they call up Hannity, and they say, "Well, thank you, Rush, for taking my call. Like it's a big fucking deal."
I know, right?
Geez, thank you, God, for taking my little call. Yeah.
I know. Who? Yeah, like they really that important. Hey, guys,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, in the chat room.
I mean,
thanks for joining.
They make a few million dollars, but Jesus Christ, all they are—they're just pundits, talking heads. They're not as though it's not like they're politicians or somebody in government. And I'm glad that they're not.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, Joe. So tell me, Joe, what you think about my stories, man? You ain't been listening, huh?
No, I got here about I was on your homepage for about 5 minutes, and I clicked on the link to Manateo. I haven't read it yet, but I did see that the picture there was supposed to be Tussasupo's cousin or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, how about what I've been saying all along? The guy's a shithead. The guy made it all up. Is that what the story's talking about?
the cousin Tussasupo or whatever made it all up.
Yeah, but they're not friends though, right?
No, they're not friends
at all.
Yeah, I don't think they're related. I think they played on a team together or something. All right, Joe, get the bomber phone together.
Yeah,
that should do it. And we barely hear him. That I'll talk about right there.
Well, you know, I don't think they're friends. But still, I mean, you really just have to take a look at this point by point. This is a guy, again, he can get any chick. Well, even if he can't get any chick that he wants, he still has hundreds of chicks throwing themselves at him. And he's going to fall in love with some picture on the internet. Doesn't make sense.
Okay. Well, let me bring Goofy Bone in. I'm sure he's going to agree with you. You know, y'all kind of running the same on that story there. All right. Where you at, Bone? You on the air.
Gentlemen, happy Monday. How's everything going?
Hey, everything's going good. And you're right. Happy Monday, man. You know, we off and running today, I tell you.
Well, let's let the Bone get his idealist on this fucking subject. I mean, don't get me wrong. Back in the days of AOL days when everyone was on AOL, I made women fall head over heels for me just by, you know, internet and talking over the phone and da-da-da-da. So I can understand how this guy, you know, fell in love with her. But, I mean, for the other idiot playing the sick, you know, twisted, you know, trick, I mean, they say it's him in The Voice. Now, I know a couple of friends that they have great vocal cords, that they're, you know, personality, you know, radio personality, commercial people. And, you know, some of them could act like women. Some of them could, you know, act like a frog or you know, crazy things. But, you know, if this guy was that talented to do, you know, as a chick all this time, I mean, you should be in radio, dumb idiot. Why waste your time and effort on your stupid cousin when you could be making money in the radio biz or something? You know, I mean, this goes to show how stupid America is. They would rather play tricks on each other than to, you know, keep the wheels going on how to keep America proper. You know what I mean? I mean, this is sick. And people like whatever, Tui Asasopo, he needs to be thrown off of a helicopter and shot at right as he's about to hit the ground. Because, I mean, that guy is just... Oh, thank you. Thank you. But, yeah. People like that, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. I played tricks on, you know, people when I was, you know, in high school. But, I mean, you know, you're in college now. I mean, and that guy's an idiot. He has all the Notre Dame pussy he wants. And yet he wants to sit here and be in love like a little junior high kid over the phone. I mean, get the hell out of here. Get the hell. I mean, kick that guy in the face for me if anyone's near Manti Te'o. My God, you make men look weak. That's all I can say.
Man, let me get to Goofy's first point.
Okay.
There are people who do fall in love with people over the internet without meeting them. There was a girl who came on one show, I don't know, a few months ago, way before this particular dipstick came out in the media. And she was talking about how she was falling in love with a guy because the guy was talking about a sob story on the internet, and he was doing this on his blog, and he had a bunch of other women who were contacting him, and he was continuing on with, you know, woe is me. And then she said she contacted him. She thought she got along with him. And then all of a sudden, he just dumped her. And she said she felt horrible. She felt devastated. She did admit that he was her boyfriend, but she was admitting that she was falling in love with him. For those people, those are super geeks. Those are idiots. Those are people who either they don't take a look at a picture, or they take a look at a picture and they hope that the picture is the real person, even though people like to substitute pictures. They like to give false information on the internet, and these assholes still keep falling for it. So for those people who are doing that, I feel sorry for you, but at the same time, it's almost like you got what you deserve. If you're going to actually fall for information without having it verified, where there's webcams nowadays and you can actually talk to the people,
Skype,
you're a goddamn fool. And not only that, there was a guy like Goofy Bone who was, I don't know if he came on your show, Eric, but he came on another show. And he was talking about how he was doing the same thing like Goofy. He was making girls fall in love with him because he was lying. You know, he didn't have the right picture, and he was making chicks. He's lying all about himself, you know, he was doing it to geeks. But the thing is, this fucking idiot got his comeuppance. You know what this jerk-off did? This jackass fell for his own game. He was talking to somebody. He thought she was telling him the truth. He drove 600 miles to meet the chick, and the chick never showed up.
Wow.
Yeah, can you believe it?
Wow.
And I'm saying, you know, and you're actually telling us this? You stupid motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, Goofy's right. People do fall in love with other people over the phone or over the internet. But they're geeks. They're people who do not get females or males as quickly as you can when you're a jock or when you're rich. But when you're a jock like Manateo, for you to supposedly fall in love with somebody over the internet, when you've had pussy, Jesus Christ, you know, whenever you turn around, I still say the guy's lying. Let's say he did fall in love, right? Then the guy is such an emotional idiot, he should be smacked up and down all over the place. But now, he says the girlfriend died, and he believes that she comes back to life. Now, anybody who doesn't think that's bullshit,
a miracle.
I know. A miracle. And he doesn't want to go visit her. He doesn't want her to visit him. They supposedly met, too, you know. Okay, this isn't just supposedly some anonymous type of hookup. They supposedly met. That's what his parents said. And now Danny says, well, no, we didn't really meet. Well, if you didn't meet now, but you met before, somebody's lying, you stupid fucking Hawaiian.
Oh, my. And you know the funny thing is that, okay, this is his love. She died.
Yeah.
How come you're not at her funeral?
Right.
You know? Now if that Tui Asasopo really, like, got a closed casket and had a bunch of people there, that would have been the best trick in the whole wide world. But, I mean, unfortunately, it didn't go that far. But imagine that, you know? Oh, I'm going to my girlfriend's funeral and da-da-da-da. Okay, you go there, the closed casket, you know, everybody's there, pictures and all that stuff. See, I would have, you know, if I was really, you know, going, you know, balls out with this prank, I would have did something like that. You know, I would have got a bunch of bums or something, you know, gave them haircuts, put, you know, Goodwill suits on them, have pictures of that chick all over the place, and then, you know, have him come. And then, you know, but yeah, but that's bad, though, you know. You know, a lot of people, you know, talk, you know, the talk, but, you know, with me, a lot of people say, oh, Goofy, you're lying. You don't have bitches. And that's why I have Twitter and Facebook, to show you my lifestyle, to show you what I'm doing. You know, it's like every single time I got to prove to the people who the hell I am. You know, I for a while, I just said, who gives a shit? If you follow me, you follow me. If not, then believe it's a fake fucking story. But there are people out there that sit there, like say their cousin's financially secured. They'll feed off the story of their cousin and say that that's them, or, you know, vice versa. Say, like, you know, a chick, say, you know, her sister's beautiful, you know. She'll think she's beautiful, but she's not. You know, you go see her, she's like, you know, she looks like the Michelin Man with all a bunch of rolls everywhere, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing that people do that. They actually substitute pictures, and then when they meet, they wonder why the person says, "Holy fuck, let me get the shit out of here."
Yeah. Shit, I ran one time. I was on the party line. Beautiful-sounding woman. Oh, man, she fucking fed me the bullshit of the world. And here I am, goofy bone, young and dumb and stupid, going to go meet this beautiful, intelligent woman. My God, I got to see her. Jeez, she came out of her car and her car got off the ground. That's how big she was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she sent me a picture of her, so beautiful. call me Manti Goofy Bone Teo, because that was me back in the day. I'm serious. At least I met her.
I got a story similar to that. But it has a different ending, because one time I joined a telephone dating service, right?
Uh-huh.
And I met some chicks that way. But before you meet them, you know, you exchange pictures. So I got a picture of this chick in the mail. And I say, okay, let's meet. Now, what happened was when I saw her approaching the place that we were supposed to meet, it was a disco, right? It was a club. I could have just turned and, you know, ran away because, you know, she wasn't what I expected. However, she did not send me a fake picture. What she did, she sent me a picture of herself that was like from a distance.
Uh-huh.
And from a distance, she looked okay. But close up, she had bags under her eyes that were heavy, you know, and that just made her look ugly. But so instead of my just running away, you know, because she did send me the right picture. Well, we spent the night together on the date. It was not enjoyable, even though she was a pleasant person. But you know, like I'm saying, it was similar to Goofy Bones. I remember one girl. She was on Block Talk on another show, and she, you know, she met somebody online, and they sent each other pictures. So what happened was, she was driving up to the place where she used to meet him. And he's there, right? But the guy's like 60 pounds heavier and 2 inches shorter than he described himself and what the picture showed. So she just kept on going. And then they talked on the phone, and he said, well, the reason why I sent you that was because, you know, you wouldn't want to meet me otherwise. And she said, well, how do you know? You should have sent me your picture, your real picture, and we should have taken it from there. And she's right. You know, you get it. You may get rejected like 40 times out of 50, but the other 10 times, you know, somebody knows who you look like.
And you know, diamonds in the rough, little fucking needles in a haystack. Some women, beautiful women, look for the, you know, not so, you know, beautiful, because they realize if that person has something sparkling, beautiful, that they're never going to cheat. That they're never going to do nothing because, you know, they'll have that for the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, I fuck a lot of women, so I get to get into their brains and I get to how they're thinking and shit like that. And, you know, as a guy who used to call the party lines and, you know, Yahoo personals and, you know, just to find broads to fuck, you know, to me that was like, you know, fishing. Because, you know, I throw out a little, you know, little bio and, you know, whatever I get back, you know, that's what I evidentially eat. But, you know, if some women, you know, if you're hefty, you know, and you know, say, hey, this is me, and you have a great personality, I wouldn't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. At least I'm prepared for what I'm seeing. You know, you right. got a guy happy as hell thinking he's going to see a beautiful model. The next thing you know, the model got eaten by a monster, and that's what the monster went to go meet you, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It throws you off, and it scares the living shit out of you. I was scared. When I met that chick, I was scared. I was like, oh, my God, do I have to fuck this? That was the first thing in my mind. Do I have to fuck this?
Wow.
And I told her.
You know, I want to go back to something Joe said, though. And it kind of follows what you just said, Goofy Bone. Joe, you said the female that you met with the bags under her eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you said she was pleasant, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So why wasn't the date pleasurable?
Well, the date was pleasant, but the thing was there was no chemistry because I was expecting one thing, and out she comes, and the bags, you know, made her look ugly. So I'm expecting a decent looking chick, not somebody who's beautiful, but decent looking. and she's there. Now, I couldn't accuse her really of fake imagery or anything like that. It was just that the picture was taken from a distance, and I could have, I guess, maybe technically accused her of it by saying, you know what, if you really wanted me to see what you really look like, you would have had a close-up. But I didn't go through that. We just met. We, you know, we said hi and everything, and she was a very pleasant person. So, and I wish that she wasn't, in a way, because I was wishing if she was obnoxious, I could say, "Fuck you! You're ugly and you're obnoxious, you piece of shit." And I could have, you know, and I could have gotten out of there. But she was pleasant, so you know, we had dinner, then we had a movie. I remember what the movie, yeah, and it was pleasant, but it was just, it was pleasant, but it wasn't pleasant. Because you just don't want to stay there with her. So, but, you know, I just didn't see and run because, like I said, it wasn't meant to be deceptive. But, okay, so I learned a lesson, you know. Any pictures, yeah, all pictures have to be close-ups.
Well, you know, sometimes you just go with the flow. Fuck it, see where this leads. Now, you know, you're not planning on getting married, but fuck it, who knows?
Who knows?
She could lose weight.
She had nice weight. She was a slim, all right. She could have had a different type of personality, and maybe we could have hit it off. But it's just that this particular girl, she was just bland. And bland and ugly, and that was it.
But what I've learned in life for fucking a lot of women, you know, fat girls could get skinny and skinny girls could get fat. So it just depends on the time of life that you're in their lifetime where, you know, you get the weight issue. But, you know, in the end, you know, people just got to be people and be straight up about themselves. Because if you're sitting here lying, that's all you're going to get from that person is lies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, then you have to take one line, build up on the other line, and then, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing, though, is for a good-looking person to have, like, a plain voice.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you hear somebody's voice over the phone and you're not impressed by it, and then when you go to meet them, then you go, wow. But if you're an ugly person and you've got a good voice, man, that doesn't work for you.
That doesn't work for you.
Doesn't work for you.
All right, hold on. Let me bring somebody else in the conversation.
Woo.
111, you're on the air. Good afternoon. What's on your mind?
What's up, gentlemen?
Well, how you doing, Michael? What's going on?
Not much. Listen back to y'all. I have horror stories, too. Listen, I got caught. Listen, I'm going to tell you the true life story. I met one of those girls on the line, beautiful voice, beautiful voice.
Okay, wait a minute,
voice.
Michael, before you start. Hold on for a minute. I just got to ask Joe one question, okay?
Okay.
So we get to your story. Joe, on that date, did you pay for the movie and stuff?
Oh, yeah, I paid, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. That I'm talking about. He was a gentleman. That's all right. Okay,
but
go ahead, Michael.
But he should have went Dutch. He wouldn't have lost no money. He would have been.
Yeah, that's true. No, I still would have lost money. I would have lost my side would have said, what the fuck am I spending money on this shit? But the thing is,
just gas money. I pay for the gas, but anyway, listen, man, I called that, and I was young, you know, doing this. I called that line, man. Woman had beautiful voice. She sent me a picture of her sitting on a couch, like, beautiful face. So at this time, I'm really excited. So I was going to go to a class feast. I wasn't driving at the time. So I told her to come, you know, pick me up. Man, she went and came and she had tinted windows. I got in that car, man. The girl would weigh about 500 pounds.
Damn.
She weighed about 500 pounds. I'm not lying. She was overweight. So at this time, I'm like, my goodness, I'm stuck. I already got the class feast tickets. I got to go with her. Now, people, that I knew was at the class feast. And when I walked in there with her, I had to play it off. And I mean, I was stuck with her the whole night. And I had to introduce her. This is my friend and all this and all that over the line. I got caught up with that voice and that beautiful face. She had a pretty face. beautiful voice, but she weighed about at least 350.
What about the personality, Michael? What about the personality?
Come on, man. I can't do that, man. I can't do that. And then I had her, I'm sorry, I had, she, and then after that, she called me. She kept calling me. I just didn't answer my phone. That's one way to get rid of somebody, just stop all communication. But I couldn't do that. I couldn't do it. I'm being honest.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry.
Do it.
You know what? That's just downright cruel, Michael.
No, you can't blame him. If the
hey, but Michael, Michael,
but see, the bad thing about it is, but see, this was a church crash piece. This was the church that I used to go to when I was younger.
See, that's
so
even
a lot of people knew me, man.
Oh, man.
So, and yeah.
So you
and
were
Michael settling down. That was the talk of the town. Michael was settling down.
I had to play. I was smiling. I was and inside. I was like, "Oh my goodness, this is the worst nightmare ever. This is the worst nightmare ever." And I knew I was going to go impress somebody because I was going in the. She had a beautiful face over the phone. She gave me that sit down pose. When they give you that sit down pose, man, they hiding something. And it was far away, just like Joe was saying. It was far away, man. Yeah. So
that's
you gotta watch
good
that
for people
stuff.
Nowadays. To have webcams, but even then, if they want to pull a scam on you, they can't because they can have. You can talk to some chick, right?
Right.
And you're talking to her, and you know you're seeing her in real time, but now some other chick shows up, and they you know they can say, well, that was my cousin, and I was too shy to be on camera and stuff like that. I mean, you can still get scammed. That's why it's always right. best never to meet anybody more than like a half hour away. Because then you only waste a half hour, and then you can say, well, hasta la vista, baby, and then go
right.
back home, you know.
Hey, but was the crab good, Michael?
Man, look, man, them crabs were small, man. I wish the crabs was big like her. Man, them crabs were small, man. Paid $50 for that crab
you,
tickets,
Mike,
man.
You handled it right, because now that you're stuck with her, you can't just, you know.
Yeah,
well,
I couldn't
you
do
can't
it.
Just. Make it seem as though you were Jabba the Hutt.
See, y'all think I'm a mean guy. I'm not a mean guy. I'm really generous. If I was real mean, man, I would look at that girl and just walk right back in the house. But I wasn't. I mean, I had to play it up. But this is the awkward thing. She know that I'm surprised about her weight, and I know that I'm surprised about her weight. But both of us are not saying nothing. That's a real awkward moment.
So you handled it right. I mean, this is my friend. If anybody asks you, said, where'd you find her? You can say, look, she sent me the wrong type of picture. And that's all. Mm-hmm.
No. All you got to say is, oh, my date canceled, but her friend came. You know what I mean?
No. I mean, if Michael was at least man enough to go out with her, oh, they had to say, well, this is my friend, you know, that we met on so-and-so, and that's it.
I told a couple people that, because everybody, didn't go to everybody,
here's the thing, sometimes you just have to bite the bullet. That's all to it. And then, you never know. You may get the surprise of your life, believe it or not. You'd be like, oh, okay, because, you know, right now, when you first meet him, you're judging the book by the cover, right? You don't know what's inside the book yet.
What is the surprise? The surprise was her weight. I always was surprised.
Once you saw how big she was, that just canceled everything else that may have been.
Yeah, look, beautiful personality, beautiful voice, beautiful face. But I couldn't do that. I'm being honest.
But you couldn't get past the physical thing.
I'm being honest with myself. Now, if I would have been playing with that lady, I would have been leading her astray. I had to be honest. So after that date, she called. I said, cut off. Because I'm being honest with myself. I couldn't deal with that.
And women are the same way, Eric, because they will, if they end up with somebody that they didn't think that they were going to meet, they will act cold towards you as hell.
Oh. Okay. Well, hold on. We got somebody else who want to join the conversation.
Shit, I want some crabs now.
Good afternoon. You on Let's Talk. What's up,
and
man?
Not those type of crabs. You know what I'm talking about? Shit.
Wait a minute now. Will y'all let this other caller come in, please? Come on, man.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, how's it going, gentlemen? Seems like they have a lot on their minds, so I'll just listen until they finish.
Oh, okay. They're talking about some crabs right now. Anyway.
They're talking about some sea crabs.
Yeah.
So they could swim in my belly. That's
oh, okay.
I haven't had
What's
crabs
up,
you know, in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Lobster. Lobster's one of my favorites. I haven't had that in a while.
We ain't talking Mr. Solution, what's on your mind? What you got to add to the conversation? I ain't talking about no seafood with y'all.
I heard six lobster tails last week. Sorry.
When the woman arrived and exited the vehicle, that the vehicle lifted up.
Well, y'all just stuck on it.
Okay. I'm serious. That's the truth. I thought maybe, you know, she was in a low ride or something. That thing came up.
I believe that.
I was scared.
Yeah. I had at least two experiences like that. And one experience was unfortunately, she smelled. But it is harder for fat people to stay clean because of that. You know, they have extra heat. All that meat carries extra heat and sweat. But, you know, that's the thing. Those fat women, and, you know, you don't tell them. They know they should lose weight. They've had this love affair with food and just pigged out. But one point you guys referenced that I would love to develop just a little bit, and that is attractiveness in a woman is more important than physical attractiveness in a woman, in the human species, is more important than it is for the man. And that's the reason we allow women to wear makeup. But now women, through TV advertisements and this sort of thing, have started to require the same attractiveness in men. They want pretty men. And that just throws everything out of kelter. And it's going to have to be rebalanced. Because a man, in order for a man to get an erection, he does have to have attractiveness. Attractiveness is really, really important. So, and I'm not saying a woman shouldn't be with a man who's appealing to her, but women have raised the standard to an unreasonable level with respect to how attractive they want a man to be. Now, the thing is, and women run this game on us, it'll flip-flop. Now, the same man, you know, who's less attractive, if he has money or some sort of, you know, super edge to him or some sort of fame, she can be equally attracted to him or even more so. You know, I have met really attractive men, what you would consider attractive, and sometimes just the attractiveness alone does not get them the kind of attention that they want. So I think with women, it's a sliding scale. Usually, a man just wants an attractive woman.
It's different. It's different standards.
Yeah, because I've seen an attractive guy. He couldn't talk to women because he was shy.
Exactly. Yep.
It was
well,
not
most
only
guys
that,
have shyness, goofy
even
ball.
If you're an attractive guy, let's say you're not a model, but let's say you're good looking enough to be a model, but you're not a model. You have to have status to go along with that attractiveness.
Right.
It is height, status, good looks. That's, from my experience, what girls look for.
Right.
Yeah.
But see, well, what has happened is, and women have fired the shot across the bow. They are the ones who, now, if their standards are reasonable and based on character and have a reasonableness to it, that's okay. Is the standard to a stupid standard. It doesn't even make sense anymore. Well, so much so to, I was talking to a guy, and I've introduced this point before, but what about men wearing makeup? Now, some women say they wouldn't go for that. And I said, well, wait a minute. If attractiveness is what you're after, the only way men are going to get that kind of attractiveness in any numbers is to wear makeup like you do. So I don't know. Maybe we've dug ourselves into a quagmire, which is in
no, no, no. I you know men no, wear makeup on shows, like those Jersey Shore guys. You could totally see the powder on their faces all the damn time. Every time they're at the club dancing, it's melting off them.
Yeah, but, well, but isn't it well, isn't that a whole different circumstance though?
But
you know,
but see, I want to say something. See, us men, we age good. If you notice. See, a 60-year-old man, if he bald and shave his head, he can look like he's in his 40s. Men, we age well. That's why we can get young women, can get attracted to us. That's my observation, okay? But let me say something about this, y'all. What about this big butt scenario? A lot of women... No, seriously. Let's
well,
think
how
about
big
the
is
big
the
butt.
Butt.
No. But listen, let's
oh,
think
sorry.
About the big butt and the weight. I think psychologically, now I'm using a theory now. I usually don't do this, but I think psychologically some women want to get that big butt and they eat certain things. And, well, I'm not talking about surgery now. You know,
well,
I understand
well,
some people
you
get
know,
surgery.
You know what, Michael? Let's
but
explore
I think
it a little
psychologically,
bit.
Listen, I think psychologically they want to eat because they know that the man, the first attraction now is the face, but we're going to check out the ass. That's why they show their ass like they do. They know that we're attracted to the ass. The ass is the freight vocal point.
Yeah, I like to talk about that myself because it seems like black men, they go for fucking junk in the trunk.
But hold on. White women are fat as shit now. White women are fat. I've looked
yeah, white
at my
women
life.
Are fat, but you know, white men don't like fat women generally.
No, I'm talking about that ass. When I say fat ass, I'm talking about a nice, shaped, good, fat ass.
I'm not
talking about a fat and sloppy. I'm not talking about F-A-T. I'm talking about P-H-A-T, fat, in a good way.
So what you're talking about, the hypothetical big butt where you can sit a glass on the back of it.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Psychologically,
notice
they want
hypothetical,
that.
Right? Hypothetical.
Yeah, when you have that kind of ass,
no,
the rest
that's
of the
not hypothetical, sir. You can sit a glass on somebody's butt. What are you talking about?
Yeah, to set a glass on the ass. Too
ass
big.
Goofy know that.
You know, the Jennifer Lopez. Was it Jennifer Lopez? That ass is a nice ass. But when you have these fat women with fat asses, and I've talked to a lot of black guys on different shows, and they say, oh, I love me some fat ass. And I'm saying,
what about Serena Williams? What about
understand.
Serena
Williams? Well, look.
Well, Serena Williams is a thick woman.
But no,
she's
that's
well
what I'm
proportioned.
Yeah,
she's very well proportioned.
Different.
But we have some black women out there that got that ass just like her. They're not
they
all
don't
fat.
Have her they, proportions. They're fat.
Man, listen, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about women that's in shape, but that ass is fat. That's what I'm talking about.
Well,
and
they,
and
shape,
women
yeah,
want to look that way.
Measurement. Give a measurement to get an idea, because I've seen women, I think women with the hourglass shape, and I've seen women in all races.
Let's say size 14, let's say size 12, size 14.
Yeah, 14 is too large.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, that's your, but it depends on how they shape, though. It depends on how her legs and her top is shaped. I'm not talking about fat like that.
I don't
that.
Care
it
how
all
they're shaped.
No, size 14, well, you do not have an hourglass shape.
Man, you crazy as shit. I don't know what y'all talking
shape.
About. You can't say that. There's some people that got a 14 body and they work out in the gym. What is you talking about? Fat as shit.
Yeah? Well, they got to be about 5 foot.
I'm talking
10.
About that ass. I'm
well, how do they
ass.
Present themselves? Do they look like fat, sloppy pigs?
Look, I'm not
going to
give no
like
measure.
A big, beautiful woman.
I'm not
well,
going to give no measurements out because I'm not good
with have,
that.
Have sex appeal. Or the legs, breasts, the face. The back, the neck, and even the hair, all of those can be attractive. But I do think a great frame on a woman is appealing. I think that, you think about Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe was approaching fat, but she was considered a model.
When was she ever approaching fat?
Hell yeah, man. What are you talking about?
Marilyn
you
Monroe.
You want to be an anorexic? She
no, 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 no.
He's
telling the truth.
Of Marilyn
she was
Monroe.
Getting a little bit thick.
He's getting
she
up
was
there.
Getting a little bit thick.
She was
excuse
never,
me?
Ever, ever, ever approaching even thick.
I don't know what you're talking about with that, Miss Solution. I've all the pictures I've seen.
She was never
tape,
anorexic, mm-hmm. but she was never thick. She had a nice shape, but she wasn't. She had a mystique about her. If you took a look at her face and you didn't know that she was Marilyn Monroe, you would just think she was just a pretty girl or maybe a pretty girl. But
thank
she
you,
had a
maybe.
Mystique about her.
Yeah. Because she wasn't all that great looking.
No, she really wasn't. And she no. had shitty legs, too.
She had a sultriness. She had a sexy. See, some women, we need to differentiate. Let's
there
go ahead
go.
And differentiate.
Go ahead.
Now, there's
there
a difference
go.
Between, there can be just absolutely attractive women, and then there can be women who aren't as attractive, but they're sexy. Their voice, their mannerism.
No, that's true.
Their appeal. So I would say if a woman is sexy and she works that properly, she can actually be more alluring than just a woman with attraction alone. So
oh, yeah,
you
I
know,
agree.
And
with
I,
you
I advise women of that all the
okay.
time.
But hold up, but see, when you say that, they don't want to be flirtatious, neither. Are you saying? I mean, when you mean that law of that sexiness, what do you mean by that? Because that
I'm
can
sorry,
be flirtatious,
what,
too.
No, she doesn't have to be flirtatious to be sexy.
Yeah, that's right.
No, his second
actually,
thing.
Actually, let me go a step further, if you don't mind, just to raise the bar a little bit higher. A woman just in her essence, just being, all things being equal, can be quite sexy. And, see, this is the thing. A woman doesn't have to do that much. She can do very little because men are naturally attracted to her. But that's where everything has been thrown out of kelter. Women are dressing like sluts and this sort of thing. They don't need to do that. They just need to. Now, again, I'm not of the attitude of this manipulation, but I think a woman just saying hi to a guy and just opening a conversation with him, if he's a guy that's, you know, balanced himself and in his center, he doesn't need a lot of prepping from a woman. He just needs her to show herself available. So I think that's something that most women need to become aware of.
Well, the first thing we do, we look at that ring finger. They don't have nothing on that ring finger. They're available. That's what I do.
Goofy Bone doesn't give a shit about that.
Yeah.
Is that right, Goofy Bone?
I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, you know, some married women need to have, you know, something on the side to.
I think in terms of order, married women should be left alone. And if I find out a woman is married, it's like, you know, no dice.
Exactly.
But Goofy Bone, and I know this by I listen to Goofy Bone. Goofy tells an interesting story. Now, some people have intimated that Goofy embellishes or outright lies. But until I catch him in a lie, I go ahead and, you know, accept what he says at face value.
Follow me on Twitter, Mr. Solution, if you want to find out the truth. I mean, see, people always say, oh, you're lying, da-da-da-da. What the hell? At first I was like, why do I have to prove myself? I'm on a goddamn radio show. But then I was like, okay, it's starting to piss me off, so then let me start putting broads on there. This is a Goofy Bone
Goofy.
Bitch. This is what I'm doing here. And, you know, it's just like, and then they're not satisfied. They're like, oh, those are fake pictures. Or,
Goofy,
you know,
you
like,
can't expect people to think that you're always telling the truth. Take a look at that Matateo guy.
Oh,
people
yeah.
People do things for attention all the time.
Hold up. I'm kind of confused. Are y'all think he's lying about women? I would not believe that he's lying because it's women that's too plentiful out here. Nature is plentiful. Well, I'm going to think of a man.
Wait a minute.
It's plentiful.
Now, see, this is an area where men literally fall apart.
Oh.
When you say women are plentiful, and I'm going to state this very emphatically, the raw numbers of women doesn't mean a damn thing.
Yes, it does.
Out
when you just want to
women,
fuck somebody,
you, take
you just want to
average,
fuck somebody, it does.
If
does.
You take average 10 women, like one could be, two or three could be lesbians. Another couple of them could be welfare queens or drama queens or just, psychotic. So, and several of them, as the conversation have gone, could be obese. So, I mean, just citing the numbers of women without being more specific is meaningless. Because those women are not relationship material.
But hold up. We're talking about Goofy Bone. He's saying he's not in a relationship material. I'm saying I would not have a problem disbelieving this guy saying he has these many type of women because there's plentiful out here. We're not talking about wife status. We're talking about women and someone that you can fuck.
A fuckability. You're just talking about women to screw. Now, I agree with Goofy Bone because
I'm talking about women in general. I'm saying what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to
see, Goofy Bone is out there trolling all the time. So I don't find fault with what he's saying necessarily, simply because if you're out there all the time seeking, well, I think you call them Goofy Bone bitches. Yeah, that's the term you use.
Bonies. Call them bonies.
Okay, okay. If you're talking about bonies, any man that's out there all the time is going to, effect contact with more women. But on the other hand, you know what the guy said, and I think I love my wife. Chris Rock was in that. He said a man can lose a lot of money chasing women, but he'll never lose any women chasing money. What do you think about that?
Catch 22.
Excuse me?
It's the catch 22. You're screwed anyway.
Well,
you know
no.
I mean?
No, you're not. Because, Goofy, most of the women that you hang out with, and I've asked you this before, you've told me 75% of them are not quality women.
It's just how shit goes. Well, that's my opinion. To my
But see, that man that's chasing money... Let's look at the man that's chasing money. He's going to have a lot of women coming towards him, more temptation. Is he
the
successful?
Yeah, that's what
any
whole,
successful
that's what the
man,
whole aphorism means.
Any successful man, a top 10 guy, is going to have so many women coming after him. I'm
see,
letting
the
you
thing
know
you've got
that's a fact.
Now, Joe said something the other night that was very, very important. Joe said he was raped by this chick. She took advantage of him sexually. And I just ran that through the brain computer just for a moment. She put him at risk, venereal disease, and even worse than that,
yep.
Had any of his sperm seeped in her, the strongest laws in the country, you have to look at the laws that are absolutely the strongest socially. She could have had his ass on the hook for money for something like 25 years, you see?
Yep.
So he was really potentially in jeopardy.
Wow. Okay, hold on. Let me bring somebody else in. 765, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
This is Steve from Indianapolis. How's it going, everybody, including Mr. Solutions?
What's
Steve,
going on,
I've
Steve?
Been wanting a piece of you. I'm glad you showed your ass up.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes you seem like you need your man card withdrawn. But go ahead.
But damn, Mr. Solutions, damn.
I gotta come
came,
at you, Steve,
I hear you kissing women's
asses, and I just think that's I take issue with that. But go ahead.
Well, Mr. Solutions, okay. I was gonna talk about the Miami Heat NBA team, and the president congratulated them today on taking care of their children, and I'm thinking, man, I mean, if I made millions of dollars. I mean, I don't have children, but if I did, I mean, I could take care of kids, you know, millions of dollars. But, you know, Mr. Solutions, I want to know what the issue is. Go ahead and tell me what I did wrong.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Steve. And the problem is that, okay, women in the military. I think you've taken the position that even though women, and you didn't say this, but I am going to say it, women have equal rights, but you don't believe women should be equally accountable. And I've listened to you on several shows, like when you go on Deborah Cooper's show. I think you kiss her ass.
No, I don't. Ms. Solutions, this is the thing about the military. I said this on the J. Ryle show. She probably misinterpreted it. No, I said that give them the flexibility. If they want to go on the battlefield, they know the risks. They signed up for the job. So if they think they're bad and tough and they can do the job, and scientific studies have shown that women are better as far as aiming and shooting than men are as far as shooting and aiming. They're a pretty good shot. So if they can do the job, I have, you know, people, I know people in my family, women in military, ex-military, that will kill you. So I don't have a problem with that. You know, go ahead and do what you do. It was probably a misunderstanding when you were listening to the show. But what's your, as far as Deborah Cooper, Miss Heartbeat, I don't. Basically, the only time me and her agree is when it's really dealing with as far as a man, a woman approaching a man, because I know men that have dogged a lot of women that approach them. I don't believe in that. I know you do. You want a woman to approach a man, but I don't believe
that.
The problem with that is there are a lot of players out here that will manipulate women, and scientific studies have shown this solution. You can Google this. And scientific studies have shown you are likely to get dogged out if a woman approaches a man. That's just the facts, Miss Solution. I mean, in the Bible says a man.
Wait a minute.
What do you mean, dogged out?
How many women have you slept with?
Uh-oh, here we go.
I actually like Steve today.
Man, what is going on?
Yeah, but see, Steve, this is the problem. There's a huge problem with what you're saying. Women are the ones that accept men. So if they accept the assholes in their lives, and one of the reasons that women, you know, accept men that are nefarious, ne'er-do-well, and all this kind of thing, either they want to be in control, or usually that's it. They want to be in control, and they're narcissistic. And what will happen with this reverberation of the ban on women in ground combat, what that will do is take away the power from the courts to assign man this so-called protector status. And see, what has happened is we've given men all the power, all the responsibility without any power. Because women can veto anything a man says. But the issue that you bring up is not resident with the man. It's resident with the woman. She is ignorant of male reality and the male that she accepts into her life. So a woman approaching a man gives her the optimum opportunity to discover that man's character.
Well, Mr. Solutions, when you say that a woman smiling, batting her eyelashes.
I didn't say batting the eyelashes.
No, I know. I'm just trying to get a point out. When you say that a woman smiling, batting her eyelashes is almost the same as her initiating the conversation.
Well, it's really not. The
strongest... Oh, no, yes, it is.
This is the thing.
It is.
Mr. Solutions, I want to go ahead and hear finish his... go ahead, Mr. Solutions. I want to hear your opinion, your point.
The strongest and most desired skill in the human behavior set is that of communication. So an adult woman, and now a combat-fit adult woman, there's no reason in this fucking universe that she can't come up to a man and use her mouthpiece. Using those puella eternus, Latin for eternal girl, using those little tactics and games and tricks is a waste of time. It's stupid and it's infantile. We say communication is crucial, and then we backtrack and diminish the
Mr.
value.
Hold up. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to bring a female in. Be good, y'all. Be good. That's all I'm going to say.
Go ahead.
Be good at it.
All right.
Yeah,
I just
want to... Okay, 510, you're on the air.
Hi. Steve is trying to make a point, but he wasn't really able to make this point. I understand where exactly he's coming from. It seems like whenever there's anybody that comes on that is, takes the woman's side and can understand the issue from the woman's point of view, they don't want to hear it, and there's a lot of interruption and attacking and discarding. But anyway, it is what it is. It just seems like the men talking, they're trying to go against biology. and it's not going to work.
I want to say something about this communication. Mr. Solution, you know, nonverbal communication is just as strong as verbal communication. And what I'm saying is, he's
No,
let me tell you something. This is fact. This is nature. If men and women, I can eye fuck a woman. If she wants to eye fuck me, I know that she wants me. That's a fact. We can use non-verbal communication. A woman's on the line. I guarantee you she can only tell you. You can use non-verbal communication. You can.
Well, I got
that's
a question for everybody on
the
line right now.
What,
can I ask everybody
what
a question?
Trying to say, all he's saying is that, of course, any good-looking woman can use nonverbal communication, can bat her eyelashes, can smile, and she can get a guy to get interested in her.
That is
the easy way out. All he's saying is that if a woman approaches a man the same way a man approaches a woman, it equates itself as being the man and woman being on the same level as opposed to a woman who say, you know, well, I batted my eyelashes, but I didn't have to risk anything. When you do that, when you come up to a man and say hi, you are risking something. That's all he's saying.
Absolutely.
And
let me say this.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I wanted to ask everybody a question. Can I ask? I want everybody to answer this question. Ms. Solution.
Is the eyelash batting in a job interview or in anything else that a person looks to accomplish? Take that same skill set, the woman batting her eyelashes, same woman, and put her in an interview and see if that works.
I want to ask you and all the men and women on the line the question.
Man.
Have you ever, Ms. Solutions, including all the men and women, taken a woman approaching you seriously in your lifetime? I have not taken a woman seriously that approached me.
Steve said
something a little while back.
I've never been in a relationship.
You said that when a girl approaches a man, you said scientific studies, that she's dogging him out. Can you explain
that? He is going to dog her out.
Oh, he's going to dog her out. So,
yes.
Meaning that he's going to take advantage of a woman.
The relationship is not going to end in marriage. I mean, I would not lie to you guys.
Is that what you mean by dogging her out?
Because he may think that she's a little fast. Or she may be a little freakish because she may
want to be aggressive
when it comes to men.
Exactly. You guys misunderstood. I'm misunderstood all the time. But it's okay.
No, I'm trying to understand you,
okay.
sir. Let me bring Chris in.
Okay, Chris, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi, everyone. I was interested in just getting on the air and say two quick comments about, I heard two things. They were saying that some are disagreeing, some are agreeing that nonverbal contact is a way of getting someone, you can't get someone's attention that way. Well, I think that the law of attraction is real. The first thing
Rich is saying.
Oh, man,
what he was saying.
Okay. Well, whatever happened about, okay, this happened to me last week. I turned the girl down. She liked me. She came up to me, and, you know, we were talking. But I turned her down because she had one of those little lip ring things that looked like nails hanging out their lip.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly
what I'm talking about. And I told her. I just told her. I said, hey, don't get me wrong. You're a beautiful woman and all that. I would love to take you home and, you know, bang you out. But, see, I don't like that in your lip. To me, a woman should be beautiful without these little Christmas ornaments
on their face. What I'm talking about. Normally, when women
No, that's not what you're talking about, sir. He did not deny her because she
got out of
him.
The right man never trimmed.
Because of her appearance.
What I was stating earlier, people, I don't know why I'm misunderstood. I need to explain myself thoroughly. What I'm saying is, it doesn't end when women approach men.
That's not true, Steve, because there are a lot of women that will tell you when they approach the man, the right man, and that is very operative, and that's what I think you're getting wrong. Anybody approaching the wrong person will not receive the right
but
result.
Mr. Solutions, let me tell you one thing. I'm
a
in college. Chance. It's a small
Michael,
percentage.
Hold on a minute.
No, it's not. So, no, hold on. I'm in college. A woman comes out of her class, and
yeah.
she comes out, and she says, excuse me, I would like to know, are you available?
No, what I'm saying,
at that
brother,
time, I wasn't available, but I said no.
Yeah.
She's a very beautiful woman. She saw me walk the hall. She had an eye on me, and she said, excuse me, a college girl, beautiful as hell. Excuse me, sir, are you – she said, sir, she said, excuse me, I just want to know, are you available? I just had to ask. I just seen you walking around.
So what's
I
your
know,
point?
I know,
what
I
point
know.
Are you drawing?
The point I'm drawing is, because I've always misunderstood, is most of the time, a high percentage of the time, I'm not saying it's impossible, it will not – end in marriage.
Not because of the reasons that you state. It's because the people
okay.
are ipso facto incompatible. It,
okay.
Look, if a woman approaches the right man, that will never be the issue because the right man will never turn her down for her approaching.
But that is not biblical.
You right,
this solution,
yeah,
that is not biblical. That's
well,
not
it is. Go read. Okay, now.
It's when a man finds a woman. No, don't do that.
It's
don't
when
do
a man
that. Stop
finds
stop
a
it.
Woman.
Stop
As
it.
If
you,
you
can't
would,
do that.
If you read the book of Ruth, Steve, it's inescapable that Ruth proposed to Boaz. And Boaz
mm-hmm.
praised her.
What's wrong with this?
Boaz
oh,
praised Ruth for approaching him.
Yeah. Now here's the
I'm
thing
not,
I wanna...
I never said it was impossible. I'm just saying...
We're not saying impossible,
it's
Steve,
not,
because
yeah.
if the conversation has to start, why do you put the onus on the man to play the game of the woman?
Because
you see
it's
what's
a solution.
Happening isn't
see,
working.
See, we're trying to move
so,
away from that, man. We're trying to move away from that. I'm a non-traditional man. I live in the present. I deal with non-traditional women.
Right,
I mean, because you gotta live in the present, man. They making money, they doing this. You can't think of
well,
a way
but,
like
fellas,
that, man.
Fellas, women don't like doing it. They
it
don't
doesn't
like
matter what they. Women don't like anything where they are giving.
Exactly. We gotta
you
live in the present,
man. You can't
force
that. You put solutions. You cannot force that on women, man. They gonna do what they. If they don't
I mean,
like approach
it.
Men.
It's not forcing it on women. It's saying, look, if you want a relationship, it's just like if you don't work, you don't eat. If women can work, Steve, you need to go back to the laboratory or your mental laboratory and work this out
of game. Solution. Miss Solution.
You've come up with the wrong conclusion.
Miss
if
Solution.
Women can do all the things that they do, including now ground combat, which means they're saving your ass, they can certainly pick up a dinner check or say hi to a guy opening a conversation. It's
look
just
at the
absolutely
look at,
sophomoric to think otherwise.
Look at the last election. Women don't want to be told what to do. We got
okay,
a woman on the line.
They want options. So what? They have to grow up.
So, okay, let's ask the woman on the line. Do you agree with Mr. Solutions?
What up to a man putting the place down? I mean, come on.
The solution the other day was saying if a woman gets pregnant, she should have an abortion because the man don't want the baby. And if she don't want to get an abortion, she should adopt the child away. Why
no, I didn't say that.
Well,
you're misquoting me.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness, man. You're crazy.
Seriously. I mean, come on. No. Why would I agree with somebody like that? But anyway,
see,
no.
There she goes. All she's doing is just asserting narcissism.
Did you say that, Mrs. Solution? I know you didn't say that.
Say that? No, she's lying
okay.
on me.
He did. You go listen last week. We got into a argument, and I stood my ground. He demanded that the woman should get an abortion, that the man didn't want the baby, because she
I have never demanded that a woman get
oh,
an
abortion. Oh, she's talking about Roe versus Wade, Ms. Solution. Remember the Roe versus Wade?
That. I told him you cannot
hold on, Steve. This woman has
a battery on herself.
If you'll speak up for fairness. If you nor any one of these men have heard me say
I've never heard him say I know. I don't know.
You force a woman to get an abortion. That's an outright lie.
It's like, what demon hurts you? You know,
you're a liar. You're lying, woman.
If he said he didn't say it, he didn't fuck
this. This is a conversation.
I'll tell
you.
All right. All right. That's enough. That's enough.
No.
I can tell you who said it.
Look, I would like to ask this. Excuse me. Ma'am, can I ask you a question? If a man asks...
Now we're not getting a hysterical answer, you
No peepees?
Excuse me, ma'am.
There, then.
Okay.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, ma'am, can I ask you a question? If a man asks you to go out on Dutch the first date, what would you do?
Well, that's never happened. So, I mean, I'd have to wait.
No, I'm asking. No, I know it never happened.
I don't know what I would do. It would,
okay.
I mean, because it would be fact
specific. Well, that's an answer by itself.
I can't tell you because that's never happened. So I don't know. That's all speculation.
That's a real indication of how someone's mental mind is, especially you working.
But
you know, that's a real indication.
Asking
somebody going Dutch is a real good starting point.
A man who wants to make an impression on a woman, expect her to pay for a date. You know, listen, you're going against biology.
He just asked
you. Oh, man, a man getting an erection off of a woman is biology. But when you're talking about,
all right, when I say let her finish, I mean let her finish. Damn it.
Yeah,
okay, go ahead, lady.
Let her finish.
They don't judge you, Eric. You better be careful. You better watch.
We can't force our ideology on women, fellas. We cannot do that.
He's not saying a damn thing.
Okay.
That's number
one.
Ahead.
Go ahead, lady. Finish. And hurry up and finish.
Okay, lady, have you ever had a successful relationship where you approached a man? I want to ask her that.
I cannot finish.
Haven't ever had a successful relationship, period.
Oh, come on. Why do we have to go there? Why
do we have to go there? Because it's true.
She probably
you
has.
No idea what you're talking about, okay? So anyway, this is what I'm saying. A woman's biologically,
Yeah,
somebody's got background on. Can you mute somebody? What is going on?
I don't know what.
She's driving. I think she probably driving.
Are you driving? Yeah, it did sound like she was kind of driving. She probably dropped the line, Miss Solutions.
No, she's still here.
I feel your passion, Miss Solutions. But this is the thing, though. For years, you've been coming on Blog Talk, selling that ideology. But this is the thing, though. I have never seen a successful marriage in my life where a woman opposed a man. I'm just being honest with you. I just haven't seen it work. I agree with you. It has worked before.
Ruth and Boaz. We have a great historical one. Ruth and Boaz. Ruth proposed to Boaz. What do you say to that?
You have a valid point there, Ms. Solution. I'm just stating that we cannot force, anytime we try to force our ideology on women, you see what happens in the last election. They don't want to be told what to do. Only thing men can do is we can act or react. That's all we can do.
Hold on, hold on.
Can I say no? I have to end
this.
No.
I like Steve. But, Steve, listen to how fucking silly that sounds. Now, you can force men to do things, but not women. Is that correct?
No, I'm not trying to force anybody to do anything.
That's what we do. We force men to be responsible for irresponsible women.
No, we don't.
That's the way. And let me tell you this. Relationships,
but we don't,
and I know you check things out, and I like that. If you check the U.S. Census, there's more single people in America now than married people.
You're correct.
Marriage is at an all-time low.
Right. And guess what? And they're building apartments for single people.
Marriage is at an all-time low for everybody. And one of the reasons, if you listen to men who are not too scared to tell you, will say the system is stacked against them and they don't want. They don't want marriage because marriage implies this compulsion in a one-way situation.
Well,
just like this woman. Now, listen to what she said. That is the epitome of a narcissistic jerk. Well, I don't have to ask men out. She's a parasite. That's
parasitic. No, Mr. Solutions. No, this is the thing. We agree on the government the black community. The government has passed laws that have hurt the black community, welfare, different things of that nature. We need to deal with, I believe in the joint custody model. I like, hey, they should both fight it out in court if somebody wants single custody. I don't believe in the woman automatically getting custody of the child. And that's been, I researched that, that's gone back hundreds of years in America. So there's things that we agree on as solutions. But look, anytime I ever seen a man try to force his ideology on a woman, it's ending domestic abuse, it's ending the police being called. It's better to divorce, it's better to get rid of her, it's better to get a new girlfriend. Anytime I've seen a man trying to force something on a woman,
and change her mind about things, it has not gone well, Miss Lou. And you know we have cases all
I had to say something because it's not going to be a two-way conversation. I just want to say something.
Go ahead,
you're right. But see, these women try to change us too. They try to change us, Ali.
I'm not changing.
I know you're not changing. But listen, I want to say something, sir.
Go ahead,
you're not living in the present.
I am.
See, you're not.
Go
when
ahead,
you
brother.
Say that, when you keep on going on tradition, what me and Mr. Solution is saying is we have
right.
to live in the present because they're working now. They're saying that they're physically equal than we are. So why do you have a Violence Against Women Act? See, because you contradict yourself when you say you want them to have equality, but equality goes in everything, sir. And
no,
I'm saying
I'm
is you can't.
School. I want
so
the man to be
old school is not
the
equality. Old school is not equality.
No,
see,
I'm saying
equality.
You're not understanding what I'm saying.
Wait a minute,
I'm
see,
old.
I am understanding what you said. That's what the chairman of the
Solutions, you're not. You're
the
not.
Chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff said, having these duplicitous standards, having these double standards for men and women does not work. And it goes against Constitution. I know that you may or may not be cognizant of this fact. It was an employment lawsuit that busted this bullshit of this restriction of women in combat. It was an employment lawsuit filed by women.
But Mr. Solutions, no. You guys are still misunderstanding me. I said men react to their environment. Back in the day, we had 95% black community was married back in the 1940s. I loved that model. Women, you know, hey, men was on top of the food chain. The thing is, men are reacting to the environment that the government has created.
That's because the government, we are a nation of laws. The government has
I
the
know.
Most power.
So me and you agree
but,
that the government
wait a minute, Steve,
is interfered.
But a lot of those men back in those times, they also had other babies by other women, too.
You're
that's
right.
A fact. That's always been going on.
You're right,
on.
But what I'm saying is what men do in America is we react to the environment
that we're in. Steve, let me say this. This is the problem, and I'm just going to nail it for you very succinctly. The problem is men in America have become absolute ignorant pussies. They do not have an agenda. Now, I hear you sitting up there saying men should not force women. I agree with that. But neither, which is what Michael is saying, neither should men be compelled by women.
But see, it's not forcing women to do nothing if you go by the law. If you want to treat, if they say they want to be equal and you treat them equal, you're not forcing nothing on them.
I know I'm not forcing nobody. I don't misunderstand. This I'm always misunderstood. Jesus was misunderstood. People misunderstand me all the time.
No, sir. You're contradicting yourself, sir.
No, I'm not.
You are, sir.
Everybody just speaks in a way that can be understood. It might help.
The government changed the environment, brother. That's what happened. The government changed the environment. That's what I'm saying.
The government is the people, so people change the environment.
You're right.
Steve, why don't you define exactly what it is that you're talking about?
What I'm saying is, in the 1960s, Lyndon Johnson came in with the Great Society program. Black community, 28% of the welfare money goes into the black community. Last year it was $200 billion. That program has spent trillions of dollars on welfare in the black community that incentivizes bad behavior within the black community. The government has said that, hey, this is too big to fail. The women, it's too big to fail. So they continue to pump in money where there's no incentive to get married because the government is the fallback program.
But listen, I live right now, middle-class people on food stamps. Most people on food stamps is Caucasian, but I understand in a percentile, it is high in the black community.
Absolutely.
At this present time, people are out of work, and people who never thought they would ever be on food stamps is on food stamps.
I didn't find the correlation between welfare and people not wanting to get married.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, brother. the government has influenced the people.
No, 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 I'm not agreeing
with you. The people have influenced the
change. I'm saying I don't understand what you're saying. You're saying that the government, because of the welfare program, somehow has incentivized people not to get married.
Absolutely.
Okay, can you explain that? Because I'm not getting it.
What I'm saying is, okay, if you have children and you're a woman, you qualify for Section 8. You qualify for these programs.
Right.
If you add up local, state, and federal, all three, $700 billion a year spent on welfare.
Right.
You see, this is a program that was imported from Europe.
But they got time limits now on welfare, though. When they get on welfare now, they have to go and work. You're not saying that. You'll speak all the facts, too. And then the people that are on welfare, they might not be married to material.
But single motherhood started
might not be even married material.
Why wouldn't it incentivize
you?
I don't understand why a woman would not, you know, instead of getting a welfare check, why wouldn't she seek out a male that can protect her, provide for her, and marry him as opposed to getting welfare?
There's it's not enough men like that out there for her like
because
that.
Because there's competition for that man.
There's always been competition for men to get married to.
No, 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 no. Brother, look, look, look. If you add up all the benefits, you add up all the – women are doing hair. Women are getting money without necessarily paying taxes, like doing hair, different things of that nature.
Well, that's not welfare.
So,
hold on. Stop right now. Barbershops, male barbershops do the same thing, sir. Come on.
I know, but what I'm saying is there's incentives. Think about it. If you remove the incentive, if you remove the welfare, the marriage will automatically go up. Because there's no fallback program for that. Think about it.
If every man gets married to a woman like you want, there'll be
I'm not forcing it though.
What Steve is saying is potentially true. But Steve, what you're not realizing is number one, we're not starting off with a fair model. If we had a fair model and stopped giving these, incentives, as it were, or stopped giving these privileges to women, because most women have been raised on privileges. That's what Joe talks about when he talks about women are the architects of their own demise.
I agree with you.
Okay, but the point is this. You're not understanding the issue clearly enough yourself, Steve.
I am.
Because women treat you like shit. Women have this.
No, they don't. I don't allow them to.
But a lot of them do. What happens is women have this assigned power, not earned power.
They
assigned
don't.
Power.
They only have the power you give them. That's what
I've
been trying to
tell you. What Dr. Warren Farrell said. He said women are the genetic celebrities who expect men to perform, to pursue, and pay.
You can dump them anytime they perform bad behavior.
So
you can get rid of them.
I'm going to ask you a question, sir. Would you ask a woman to go on Dutch as a date?
This the thing. As far as money and all that is concerned, you need to make sure that
sir,
she,
I asked you a question.
Answer the question.
All it is a yes or a no.
It's not a yes or a no. It's more complicated than that.
Okay,
brother. It is. The reason why it's more complicated, because I want to go over to see her house first. See, I believe if a woman won't let you see her house,
would you at any time ask any woman to go out Dutch?
Fellas, I never have. I'm just being real honest with you.
Right.
The thing is, though, I believe if a woman will not let you see her house, she's probably just playing cell phone games.
In the future, do you see yourself asking a woman to go out in a Dutch on the first date in the future?
Steve, let me ask you this question. How do you interpret equal rights versus men and women? What does that mean, equal rights under the law, mean to you?
No, brother, this is the thing, Mr.
No. Answer the question, Steve. Don't.
We don't. As far as taxation and representation, we already know that women are more represented than men. That is established from government foundation.
Okay, I'm asking you a simple question, not to explain civics to me. I'm asking you, what do you understand men and women having equal rights under the law? How do you interpret that?
We don't have equal rights under the law, Mr. Elliott.
And who problem of it? It's us men.
No,
we're
not
the ones that we. Because I'm trying to tell
it's
you, we're not wrong with the law.
Look,
he's trying to tell you and get you to understand. Us men are not going with the law. We're not living
forget
in the
about
present.
The law.
No,
for
we're
now.
Outnumbered. Look at
how
the numbers,
this?
Brothers.
Hey,
we're outnumbered
how do you
by
feel
women.
About, do you think women are equal to men socially?
No, they're not.
Okay.
Because of the government. The
all
government,
right, then we have to get back
the
to
government
the
has too big to fail for women. The government has too big to fail established for them.
It was.
Well, the law is inescapable. That's like saying, let's talk about life without oxygen.
Look. Okay, men on this line. Have any men on this line ever received Section 8? Probably not. Why? Because the government has created too big to fail.
Yeah, but Steve, you're making the same damn point. You're making the point of a person that's entitlement.
It's not equal. It's
I
not.
Understand that, but what I'm saying is, Steve, does the law promote equality of men and women?
No, it does not. Because
okay.
of the welfare program. Absolutely not.
Okay, well, wait a minute, Steve. Okay.
I'm not contradicting myself. Not.
And Steve, you're explaining my problem in back to me. What I'm asking you is doesn't the law promote and public policy promote equality of the genders? Now, I can read you court cases.
Absolutely not. I just said no three times. No.
I can give you court cases that say it does. And the fact of the matter is, Steve, the problem is if it doesn't, it's up to us and people like you. So when you say you don't pay, you don't go out, you don't go Dutch with a strange woman, you are promoting the problem.
No,
I'm
not.
That's
no.
what we're saying.
No,
we
know
have
I'm
to
not.
Live in the present, sir. That's what we're
no,
trying
no,
to say.
You know why I'm not.
We're not saying disrespect a woman, but we're saying that initial contact, because if you, listen, as a man, if you say that you must pay as a man for the first date, you're setting yourself up. You're already putting yourself in a role saying you as a man must do certain things.
Fellas, hold on.
And us men need to change that and
this
live
is
in the project because they're making money, sir. They're making money.
But
you're missing
money. All right.
Hold on, let me finish something. I got to finish because you guys cut
point.
Me off, though.
Okay.
This is what you're missing out on, fellas. If a woman has every single quality you ever looked for, but she sees you as cheap because you promoted the Dutch, that
no,
can be the very thing that holds
some.
You back.
No.
Hold on. I have to say this. No, I have to say this. No, I have to say this. No, when she said no, listen. Listen to me. I have to say this. I have to say this.
Women and
talk. Please let me say this. I'll be quiet for the rest of the show. Let me say this. And if she says that,
let me make this point.
Oh, no, Mr. Solution, no, I have to say it. If she says that, you already know
why.
Why
are people fighting over who's going
his
to speak
business.
First?
His business. Man should only spend money
okay.
on his business and women in his family, not strange women.
Listen, if you ask her to go Dutch and she says she thinks you cheap, you have that as a very good indication on how the type of person she is.
No,
she's
you
not
don't.
Okay with
you.
Hold up. First of all, when she denies,
right,
listen, when you ask her to pay her way, she's denying the date because she doesn't want to pay her own way. That's a great
wants
indication.
Wants to be a
parent.
No, it's not.
I agree.
No, it's not. Look.
I'm gonna make a point.
My mom wouldn't go along with that.
See, the problem is not with women. The problem is with fucked up men. The problem here is not with women. All of us that are speaking are men, and we can't fucking find our asses with both hands.
I told you to go over her house before you go on any date. Didn't I specifically say that?
Hey, man.
Dude, you're not going over to a woman's house the first
hey,
time you meet her.
Hey, we got Amber on the line.
I would not ask a woman to come over your house and you have never known where she is. You don't do that.
Michael,
I'm not going to go over nobody's house.
Thing is shut up anyway.
That's cool. Yeah, yes, you are. You're going to go over there.
Okay,
guys. Check her
all right.
out.
All right.
See, think about it. Fellas, you're missing my point.
I just said
at the beginning of the conversation, if she doesn't invite you over, you're not important to her, fellas. You're not. If you don't get invited over, you're not important to her. Do you agree?
And low, you're very, very low.
All right, low.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Do you agree with me?
Okay.
Yes or no?
I disagree.
Wait, I disagree with that. Okay.
Why? Why do you disagree with that?
Because
if she never invited you over,
it sounds foolish. Because it just sounds foolish.
How does it sound foolish?
I'm not going to invite a woman over to my house that I've never even met before. We're going to go out somewhere in public first.
I never said my house.
Let me talk. Can I talk?
Go ahead, brother.
Let's keep it real, okay? It's about three of us online, and it sounds like it's about 20. And we just run it all over each other. I'm not going to invite a woman over to my house that I just met for the first time. And she's not going to do that either. I don't know this strange man. I'm not bringing you over to my house. I haven't even met you before.
No, brother. You misunderstood everything I said.
And the other point is I want to make is that, okay, if I just feel like I agree. I'm not taking no woman. I think it's better to go out on Dutch date because the only person that I'm going out on a date with is the women in my family, my wife, or we in a relationship. I'm not spending no money on you like that.
That's exactly what I said. You fellas misunderstood. Look, what I said was you get to know her over the phone. I probably didn't say that. I get misunderstood all the time. You get to know her over the phone. If she's serious about you, you're gonna go over her crib, fellas.
Hey, Steve.
Fellas,
go ahead. That's like meeting my mom.
Hold
you're
up,
going
hold
to go
up.
Over
hey,
her.
Hey, man, hold up, man, hold up.
Where's the woman? Is the woman still on the line? Did she drop off?
She don't matter.
You don't want her on the line.
She's narcissistic.
I was going to ask her a question to back
right.
me up.
Hold on, bro.
Oh,
like,
she'll back you up.
Back
she
you
still
up.
Don't want her on the
woman.
Line.
Are you going to... You got women on the line now. All of us are like women.
No.
Listen, you have a period. I don't have a period.
The government, Miss Solution. I already agree. We already agree on that. Why do we keep arguing, Miss Solution, about something we already agree on?
Come to
right,
a simple
on,
and same solution on this simple issue, we're fucked. Face it.
Miss all the fellas on the line, can you agree that if a woman really cares about you, she's going to invite you over? All the fellas on the line, come on now. Don't talk.
What do you mean invite me over? Hold up. First of all, now listen, I must say, if I'm going to take her out on a date, stuff like that, if we go in Dutch, I may pick her up from my house. I may not go in. I have a woman. The person that I'm with now, she came over my house and picked me up because she said,
okay,
I know where I'm going at, and she said, well, I don't want to keep telling you where you're going at using navigation. So she drove.
No,
I deal with women that got money,
he's
bro.
He's asking, is if a woman likes you, will she invite you over? The answer, is yes.
Fellas,
we agree with that, but that's way down the road.
Come and watch TV. What are you talking about?
The first date should be free. No money.
Say that again.
You guys missed what I understood. What I was saying.
Let Steve make a statement. Utter that statement again, Steve.
The first date should be free over her crib if she has one.
Oh, shit.
No.
I mean, I'm going to do that. Steve, you're
hold up. You don't even know if she got a boyfriend or baby father stalking her out. You don't know none of that, bro.
If
you talking about you're
going
to go over somebody's house, listen, her kids may be in there. If you didn't, let's say she may have a child or something. You don't know those. I wouldn't do it, fellas. Trust me.
Women have men spending money all the time unnecessarily. If she really is interested in you, you're at least She's going to invite you over. She'll invite you over at least.
We agree with that, Steve, but that's down the road. That's
the road. That's why you're mad, because you're spending money unnecessarily. Because
I'm more mad at the fact we can't come to a solution as intelligent men.
No,
that's
you guys
I'm upset
are
about.
Spending money. This is what you guys are doing on this phone line. You're spending money without knowing that she's interested in you.
No, we're not spending money.
No, we're not spending
money.
Sir, listen to me. If I make $100,000, she make $100,000, I'm not going to pay for every day. That's why we're trying to say that we need to go Dutch. And I'm letting you know, if we us men say, let's go Dutch on the first date, and we watch their reactions, that's a good indicator of what she is.
And you can miss out on a good woman. You can miss out on a good woman.
Hold on. I can miss out on a good woman. Hold up. She says she don't want me for me. Look, I talked to her. Look, she likes my conversation. She understands me. We're over the phone. But guess what? When I say you pay your way, I pay my way, you're not letting my type of man for me. Come on. You just told me that you worked at this is such and such a place. You got it going on.
Job.
You got this.
No,
and
you're losing now because you're trying
to
force your ideology on her.
It's a fact. She can pay for herself. It's not an ideology.
Fellas, ask your own mother. Ask your own mother.
Man, hell with what you're talking about. That was in another era, Steve. You're lost in time.
No, I'm not. You guys are talking about spending a whole bunch of money on the first day.
We don't spend any money. That's what we're telling you.
That's what I said. Didn't I specifically say the first day should be free?
I think that when we first go out, I'm not spending no money on her, or we should go Dutch. If I gotta spend some money, we're going to the party.
I just said the first day. That should be the new solution. I don't want to go over to her house on the first day. You can meet in the park.
Okay.
You can meet in the park.
If you can't be honest with the woman, then she's not a good potential partner.
No.
Look, fellas. If you don't trust her to come over her crib, you don't need to be talking to her.
Steve, where do you live? What state do you live in?
I'm in Indiana. I'm not in a big huge.
But Steve, you wouldn't want her to come over your house, though. Would you want her to come and pick you up on the first day, or come over your house first?
We can meet at the park.
So, why can't she come over where we at, Steve?
Fellas.
Hold up, Steve. I just wanted to ask something like 30 minutes ago. Steve, how old are you?
I'm 28 years old.
Okay. You're 28 years old, and you talking about you need to go ask your mama about how to treat a woman?
No, what I'm saying is,
Guys, there's a way to weed the gold diggers. Hold up for a second, guys. Fellas, Eric is now gone. I'm taking over the show until he comes back.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we're going to let Steve finish.
So, Steve, you got
about a good 3 or 4 minutes uninterrupted so that we can actually find out what you're talking about. So go ahead.
So I'm 28 years old. I'm living in Indianapolis. This is the thing, fellas. There's a way to find out if a woman's a gold digger. Think about it. Most of our society is text messaging, Twitter, Facebook. Most of the time, these women are playing games on Facebook, Twitter, and text messaging. They got all these dudes hitting them up. My thing is, hey, if she really interested in you, first of all, you need to let her call you. I mean, all over our society, we got men out here getting women's numbers, and it's just craziness. If she can call you, you know what I'm saying? Now, or you can initiate the conversation, but I do not believe at all that there's a way to find out if they're on that gold digging stuff. There's a way to find out if they're playing games. But the first contact, the first initiation, do not believe that it needs to be finances involved. Because we even had a woman on the TV laughing that she had got hundreds of free meals from men. Because the first contact, what did she do? She's saying, hey, let's go over here. Hey, let's go over there. Nope. Do you want to do this? You want to do that? Nope. Right. If she talks about, hey, let's go to the movie, let's go to the boat. Nope. If the first initiation is money, she's probably on a different agenda. Okay. We can meet in the park with a bottle of water. I agree with Ms. Solis. Okay. We could do the park and the bottle of water thing. But if the first initiation is money, she's probably got a different agenda.
Okay, but then after
hold
that
up,
first
guys.
Initiation.
Hold up until Eric comes back. Okay? Okay, now go ahead. Steve, finish up on what you're saying. Now, you're saying that if they're going to talk finances, she may or may not be probably a parasite. So what's your suggestion? This way
my suggestion is the first date. That's why I said, because if you don't trust her to come over her crib, if she's got this vibe, a lot of times it's intuition too. If you just feel that there's something unsafe about her, then don't forward her. Why are we putting ourselves in the barrel of a gun? If this is something that she's got this vibe that she, you know.
Okay, so what do you suggest? Hold up, guys. What do you suggest?
Think about it. If she really
what do you suggest should be the setup for the first date? How should the man go
the
about doing
it? The first date, you need to go over her crib because women are known to have cribs. Especially in our community.
Okay,
women
so you find out where she lives. You find out where she lives, and you find out. You take a look at her house, and now what?
Then, after that, you really size her up. Cause think about it, most women they don't really care about you like that. They're not really feeling you like that. They're just gonna be like, hey, let's meet at this bar for our first date. You go and you spend $100 and drink.
So how do you
suggest
the man?
That's why you guys are mad.
How do you suggest the man does it for free?
What do you say? A man does it for free.
You said the man doesn't have to spend money on the first date. So how
exactly?
Do you suggest?
That's what I'm saying.
How?
You don't need to
because
you need to let her show that it's not all about the money. Because think about it.
So in other words, if she's talking about. She wants to go places, and you don't want to spend money. You just don't do it.
Exactly.
Go
ahead.
I just want to say something, though. But listen, if she got money and you have money, she's willing to pay her way. You pay your way. Y'all can go have a good time out. You see, listen, you're saying the only reason why y'all not going to have a good time because you don't want
to
pay.
If she wants to, hold on.
That first contact, but hold up. It's eventually y'all going to have to go out, sir, or maybe the second time y'all meet, she may say, I want to go to a dinner and a movie. Well, I can't, on that second time that y'all meet, you already went over a house. Second time, you pay your way, I pay my way. Now, I want to say something, too. If you do pay for the first date, man, don't initiate to go on another date. Let her pay for the second date. If you're going to do that,
like
because
that.
You have to see whether or not she's thinking about you, or whether because we can't put ourselves.
Okay, Michael,
It's a first date.
Okay,
like
Steve,
that.
You made your point. Hold on.
Okay,
go
ahead, Enlo.
Yeah. Now, Michael, as far as what you're saying about going over, man, the hell with going over to her house.
I never
first
said that.
Foremost, didn't you say something
Steve,
about
you
going
said
over to
check
no,
out
Steve,
guy?
I didn't,
Michael,
I didn't
did
say that.
Steve, I'm sorry. Okay.
No,
I did,
Michael,
Now, as far as to hell with going over her house. Now, you both of you are adults. And as far as, well, I don't think a woman should come up and introduce herself to him. That's bullshit. You living in a time right now when women have decided that, we talked about this last week, women have decided, hey, I don't want to be a fucking nurse. I want to go up there and I want to fix a bayonet and I want to kill people. Women have decided, hey, I don't want to be married to a man. I want another woman. I'll look like a man. I'll act like a man. I'll try to be a man. So now, if you have a time like that, where do the guys that's still running this traditional bullshit fit in at? They don't fit at all because the times have changed, man. There's no such thing as, I feel that because I'm the man, I should pay. That's bad, bro. Women are working.
Hold up. Let Enloe finish. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Women are working. Women are making their own money. And women should also have the same obligations as men. Hey, if you want, we talked about it Friday. A lady came on. She said, well, yeah, I think women should be able to go to the front lines and fight. Mr. Solution said, well, hey, don't you think they should have to sign up for the particular service? She said, well, I don't know about that. And the question was, why not? You want all the privileges that you want. So why don't you feel that you should have all the privilege? See, there's no choosing in this.
All right.
Okay.
You finished that low for now, go ahead.
Yeah.
If you spend any money on the first date, this is the reason why men are so mad nowadays.
They're out
at the bar, spending hundreds of dollars and all this stuff on a woman they don't even know that's even interested in her. Never invited him to her crib.
Steve, let me interrupt for a second.
Yeah,
go ahead. You're about to the conclusion you're about to arrive at, everybody here agrees with you about. Okay, a man should not have to pay on a first date.
Absolutely.
Okay, now we've got all that established. I think it's Rich's turn to say whatever you wanted to say in rebuttal to anybody else. Go ahead, Rich.
No, thanks, Joe. I'm having lunch, but they're doing a good job. I'm just enjoying listening. I'll chime in a little bit later.
Mike, what did you want to say? Because you had something to say, too.
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, we can move on to something else, man. We can move to something else.
All right. I think everybody here was in agreement.
Okay.
Oh, Eric, you're back? All right. Eric's back, guys.
Yeah, I'm back.
I'm still stuck on the same thing. You want to give a woman half the responsibility, but not all of it. It's either all or nothing. You know, she can either stay over there and play innocent little lady.
Yeah, it's ready.
Or she can go ahead and woman up, take her responsibility.
Well, brother, the thing is, we don't know what's in their heads nowadays.
The thing about that, brother, is I'm not trying to figure anybody out. I mean, either they're gonna be woman enough to be up front with me, or hey, it is what it is.
Oh man,
you can't have that type of
mindset out here, brother. You'll get eaten alive. They'll play.
Actually, it ain't a damn thing you can tell. I got 9 years on you, partner. Nothing you can tell me.
No, what I'm saying is. Women are, there's so many fake people out here. You don't
know that
who is who.
Right. What I'm trying to get you to understand is, as far as, let's play this bullshit game and text back and forth, and then I come over to your raggedy, I want to come over to your motherfucking house. That's just me. We're going to go out, and we're going to enjoy ourselves, and I'm going to pay for mine. And you're going to pay for yours. And if it's too much for you to pay for your own way, then, hey, we shouldn't have come out in the first place. I mean, what's wrong with you? If anything, let's reverse the role just a little bit. How about you pay the first date, and we'll see how that goes.
Because you can miss out, brother. You can miss out, man.
Hold on. But Steve, this is what we're saying is when you say we can miss out, see, you're
not
living in tradition and you're acting like a wimp.
I'm sorry.
When you say you're going to, first of all, any man on this phone, we can never miss out because the women are plentiful out here. It's plentiful.
No, what I'm saying is, fellas, let me phone in and finish this point. There's women that are raised in different environments. Some women are raised in an affluent home where daddy's a politician making six figures. Some women are raised. You cannot throw all women out of all how they're raised in different environments and throw them all in the same box. You try to deal with a woman that's got some major raised in an affluent home, and you try to bring up some Dutch. Dude, that's not a good look, you know.
So who are you trying to put a face on for? Hold on, Michael.
I had to say something. If a woman really likes me, bro, and if she really cares for me and she wanna get into me, when I say go Dutch, she would do it. Let me interject a little bit of something.
That's right.
Okay,
I think everybody here should not
have to pay for dates. But here's one thing. We do
we gotta get women with money on the show.
We do have to deal with so-called traditional women. So let me try to make this a little bit more of a bottom-line thing.
There's very few
of
them out there.
If you meet somebody and you don't really know each other that well, I think a man, if he's going to ask the woman now, she expects him to pay and he expects to pay. He should not have to pay an exorbitant amount for the date. Now, here's my thing. If after one, two, or three dates, if the woman absolutely refuses to pick up the check after she supposedly knows you, that's absolutely a parasite. But I happen to agree with Steve to a degree in that if you do meet somebody, right? Now, if she's the so-called – now, you know 99% of the women are going to be traditional.
Okay.
So if you're going to meet somebody that you really like, right,
Chad,
and you haven't gotten to know her yet, and you ask her out, and she refuses to go to any place but a five-star restaurant or to an expensive concert or something, then you know you got a parasite. I don't think.
Well, hold
men,
up, sir.
I don't
hold,
think
hold.
Men. Hold on, I haven't finished. I don't think okay. men really, really object to paying okay. something that's worthwhile as long as they're not paying all the time and out through their ass. Does everybody agree with me or not?
But I, yeah. no, I don't agree because you're setting yourself up initially. Listen, you're starting off wrong because when you say that a man, because you see, you're going on to, you're saying
let
a
me,
man
okay,
must
let me go like
pay.
This, Michael. Let me use your potential scenario is going to be. You meet somebody in a club you like, and she's a good dancer, you're a good dancer. You don't know each other that well, but you get her phone number, you talk to her for about an hour, so you ask her out. But now you're asking her out. You don't know
okay.
her that well. You want to ask her out, and you want to say, I like you. You pay for yours. I'll pay for mine. That's
and
what you're going to do, right?
Yeah.
And
if she says no, and if she's jacked about, we can have a conversation about it, and I can tell her why.
But brother,
because I'm honest
thing.
With myself,
this is the
bro.
Problem with
because
your
I'm
plan,
not no
though.
Other image no more. I'm honest
okay.
with myself. I live in a desperate
that,
time.
Michael, I'm with
but,
you. Everybody brother, here agrees that
oh,
I'm
hello, hello.
The
it's my turn now.
The
I want to
deal
with your
I don't keep because I know the numbers game, sir. I know the numbers game.
Hold on, hold on. Let me finish real quick, though. Let me finish real quick, though.
You cannot treat...
I haven't spoken in a while.
I'll
the point
ahead.
Is, a man should not be the default payer or dominant payer.
Huh? Right.
The problem is that we men, the problem is really not with women. I've said this for a while. The problem
That's
is
not
with
my line.
Men. See, we men are confused. Now, Joe, I disagree with what you just said vehemently. And the reason I disagree with it is because of what Steve and some of the other gentlemen were saying. Women are running fucking scams on guys. So
that's what I'm saying.
Oftentimes, it's one. Let me finish the point, goddammit.
Let him finish the point. He hasn't talked in a while. Let him finish.
Oftentimes, there's what you call one and done. And the women know that they could see the women aren't interested in relationships. They are really goofy bones incarnate.
Yeah, yes, yes, they are, yes.
They're not looking for quality men.
Absolutely.
They're just looking for a meal ticket.
Yep,
so this is why
exactly.
I disagree with Joe. If what Joe said, if the woman had been vetted and it applies to a woman who's seriously looking for a relationship, then of course I would agree with him. But see, gentlemen, I'm going to say this to you. Notice we're not even at discussing real issues in the relationship because we don't have a relationship. We're still at the fucking starting gate. Now, what you guys can do, you can pretend that you can move on from this issue. But you're never going to move on from this issue until this issue is settled to a reasonable degree. And I don't see
okay.
anything close to this issue being settled.
Okay.
Mr.
Look,
Mr.
Okay.
Lucio, I'm already settled.
Okay.
Already
don't
settled.
Let me get in there.
All right.
I have,
response.
You know what? I've been
response.
On the phone for over 2 hours, and I've let most people speak for 5-6 minutes at a time. I haven't really
and
said too much.
Yeah, go ahead and let
except
him
for Eric when he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I don't
Here's
all.
What I'm going to say.
Go ahead, let him speak.
99% of the females that we all are going to meet are
mm-hmm.
going to be the quote-unquote traditional type of female.
Yes.
Which means they're going to expect men to take them out on the first date.
Not
okay?
me.
And to pay.
Not me.
What I'm interested in now, okay, would be the solution to that.
That's what I've been saying, brothers. This is the thing. This is very important.
Can we say
too.
Succinctly instead of taking 20 minutes apiece?
Well, okay.
Okay. Let's do it. Like, how do we?
I'm gonna do it fast.
Okay.
Why don't we make an agreement to do this?
Okay.
We try,
all right, go ahead,
everybody
go ahead.
Here try to do their very best to do a succinct mm-hmm. message with a conclusion in 2 minutes,
yes.
so that everybody can get their 2 minutes without everybody interrupting. Can we do that?
Yes. I would love to start.
Okay.
Okay.
Like
this is the thing.
Start.
This is very important, fellas. This is very, very, very important.
2 minutes.
You do not treat a affluent, a hood rat, a middle-class woman the same way. You do not. Because, first of all, you don't even know what category she falls in.
That's why you have to vet her extremely. That's why I believe going over her crib, no money involved on the first date, because we don't know if she's hood rat. We don't know if she's middle class. We don't know if she's affluent. We don't know if she's going to be a future Beyonce. We don't know her at all.
Got 1 minute, Steve. Go ahead.
And so we need to vet her extremely, because you cannot treat – we have men out here trying to treat all these women the same, doing Dutch, treating them all the same. That is a recipe for failure, because them affluent women and them, this women, middle-class women, that's not going to go along with that program of doing that. And that's my comment on that.
All right, Rich.
Well, first of all, I would like to say
– hold up, guys. Rich, go ahead. You got 2 minutes, and then Enlo, then Michael.
Joe,
then
I praise you for this, and that's part of my 2 minutes. Look, what Steve just said is absolutely unequivocal, undiluted bullshit.
I can tell you that
the vast majority of women fuck their status. They want free stuff.
The woman is
a goddamn parasite. The average American woman is a parasite. She's not looking for a symbiotic relationship. She's looking for a parasitic relationship where she dines at your expense. So what Steve just said is the female problem. Steve is stating the female position, and I just want to be clear on that. And it's absolutely unworkable bullshit.
You still got a minute and a half.
Thank you. I was being succinct.
Okay.
The thing of it is, the only way men and women can talk is to talk. They've got to talk. What men are doing is carving out avenues and niches for women to avoid the conversation. And that's the reason if they haul your ass in court, they're going to rip your ass apart, because the law is going to support them in their parasitic endeavors. So in order for a relationship to work, there has to be a symbiotic intent and a partnership intent. And that is discovered when you find out there is compatibility between the man and woman. And what Steve is saying, what Michael is saying, is correct. And what the law is saying is correct.
Okay,
Steve
time
is saying is more of
Sorry.
The same thing.
All right, and low. You got 2 minutes.
That's cool. All right, quick and easy. Steve, man, I'm going to tell you like this. I don't give a damn what a woman's status is, who she related to, who the fuck her daddy is, or any of that. Now, when I meet a woman, I meet a woman. I don't care anything about, I go to this school, or, oh, my dad's, I don't care anything about any of that. That's hogwash. That's worthless. That's waste. All of this is wasted space. Now, when I talk to that person and get to know that person, then that's what matters. Status, see, that's what got so many people screwed up in society right now. You may meet somebody that lives in the projects, and she may have sisters that's ghetto or hood or trailer park as a fuck. But she may not be like that. Just because she's in that environment, that might not. All right. Just because she's in that environment, that does not make who she is. You may find someone that's in Washington, D.C. Their dad's a senator or a congressman. They snorting their powder and doing everything under the sun and stealing. So as far as putting somebody up on a pedestal because of who they're related to or status or whatever, man, don't ever set yourself up like that. Treat everyone individually. I'll go with that all the way around. And don't ever feel like you're obligated to pay anything just because you're a man. It's gotten outdated. I was the first one to say don't send a woman to the front lines, but hey, if they want it so badly, let them have it.
Got a few seconds, man.
Go ahead.
Okay, no, you got it. Your tent's all used up now. All right.
All right.
Okay,
Mike,
I want to say you got 2 minutes.
Who is me?
Michael, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just want to say, listen, we need to live in the present. Present time. You know, equality means equality. And the only thing I'm saying is, if you really want to test somebody out and see where their mind is, ask them to pay their way. Now, I understand that I might get rejected or they're not going to, but that's going to show me a lot about them. You liked it, my conversation. You liked it. I told you where I was, you know, you liked the car that I drive, or I may meet somebody in the market or the grocery store. Okay, very beautiful woman. I can see where she, you know, eats and all that type of stuff. You see what I'm saying? It's many ways that you're going to meet a woman. okay? What we're saying is that we have to live in the present time. And if you say that, you know, well, you can pay for the first 3, 4, 5 days and then wait to see if she paid for the 6th day. Well, you already didn't pay. You're setting yourself up. Initially, let's both of us be equal. And that way, you can see where she's mind is. And if she rejects me, listen, if she rejects me because I'm saying pay your way, pay my way when we go to the amusement park, this on the first date now, on initial status, then she has a problem with herself. She doesn't have a problem with me. She has a problem with herself. So I'm not going to feel less of a man. And they're psychologically doing this. Listen, we're dealing with non-traditional women who say they're physically able to do what a man does. And we psychologically are going and still living in the past. They contradict each other. And that's why we go on our frustrations. I'm finished.
Okay, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm throwing
okay. Wait a minute. Okay. All right. Chris, you still there? All right.
Yeah.
You've got 2 minutes. Put the timer on him,
okay.
Joe.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead,
now,
Chris.
I agree with everyone except Steve. You know, I think we're all doing that so far. I took what he said, what Steve said, ask your mother. Okay, I did. And her friend is here. She just walked in the house. I'm at my mom's house. I asked. She doesn't even know I'm on the phone having this conversation. I said, Ma, 2 things I want to ask you. Should a man pay for the first date? Is it necessary? She said, no, they should go Dutch. The other thing she said, I asked her again, is it really necessary for a man to go to a woman's house to see what kind of status she is, or if she comes from a political rich, poor, or hood rat, quote, so-called hood rat environment? No, why would you want to do that? Okay, leaving that alone. I also just wanted to mention on that, too, that why it's not really necessary to do that. So I don't need 2 minutes. Just wanted to make my point about that. And
you still got a minute if you want.
Okay. Fellas, I really think – two more things. Okay. Why do, as men, we have to feel obligated or feel like we're the captain's sailing when it comes to women – that ain't doing nothing for themselves. They lazy. They don't want nothing in life. But as men, we always feel like we obligated. Baby, I'll take care of you. Because women ain't going to do it. Don't no woman want no lazy man who ain't doing nothing for themselves in any old kind of situation. We need to stop doing that. Feeling like we're their savior. And start talking to these women and ask them, what are you expecting if you want me to be with you? Start talking to these potential women. What do you want in this relationship? What are you looking for? And you'd be surprised at the answer you get.
Okay, Eric, back to you.
Okay, your turn, Joe. Your turn.
Well, for me, I'm thinking, yeah, we're going to meet women who are not going to do it very often. Yes, we have to vet them, okay? We have to find out. I don't ask any chick out right away. I talk to them on the phone, even without having to ask them questions. By their giving me some of their background, some of their philosophies, I already assume, and I think I assume correctly very, very often, what kind of females they are. At the same time, when you find somebody who's really attracted to you, really likes you, they'll come over to your house the first time. You don't have to spend money on them. They'll come over to your house and just fuck. But that's if they're really attracted, if they really like you. Now, for the average guy, how is he going to – because most of us here agree that we should not spend money on women, especially if they're going to start crying, and if they have been crying for decades, I am strong, independent. Therefore, if you're going to be strong, my equal, and independent, then you should assume some of the responsibilities, meaning when you're going out on a date, that you should pay. They don't want to pay the first time. I don't blame them. Rich and I disagree on that because, number one, they may feel they may be getting used, okay? But a man should never pay more than he's willing to pay. And then it could be the second date, third date, you say, hey, why don't we go Dutch? But by that time, she's already used you, as Rich has said, depending upon your own sensitivities. But if you're going to, say, go take her out to a very nice, cheap first date or take her to the park, if she can't go along with that, then you found the wrong woman. So I'm going to disagree with Steve to a degree, and I'm going to say, yes, is everything that you've met in a girl, somebody you've just met, and the superficial qualities that you've seen you like,
but she could be the devil incarnate. So if she's not going to agree, especially when she's over 35, near 40, or over 40, to go out on a date with you that is very inexpensive or doesn't cost anything at all, she's then forget about the superficialities. She's not the right woman. So I'm done.
All right. Thank you, Joe. All right, y'all. Whew, Lord. Hey, that was some great conversation going on, I tell you. First things first, I want to thank Joe for taking control. I had to go and handle some medication business. I want to thank Michael, Chris, Lowe, Steve, Mr. Solution, Benny in the chat room, everybody else who on the line, and anybody I may have forgotten, my bad. But here's my take on the conversation today. You know, I have to agree with the solution. We're doing a lot of talking, and we're trying, and the key word being trying, to come up with a solution on exactly what we need to do. But in the same token, I think we as men, yeah, we got a lot of work to do. We have a lot of understanding to do. But I think there's another issue that we're missing. You know, we're talking about it from a man's point of view. You know, I think, you know, to actually get some ground, to gain some ground on the situation, we gonna have to bring the females in and get their input on it too, so we would know what each other want. Because right now we really don't know. We know what we like. They know what they like. But together we don't know what we like. You know, and I think, you know, we gonna have to cover this a little bit more, because I like the way it's going, but we have a lot of work to do on both sides of the house, okay? And with that being said, I want to say thank you once again for joining me today. Tomorrow's show title is Little White Lies. Little White Lies. So that should be another good one. Tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, okay? Make sure you go home, get that special someone a hug, kiss them, tell them you love them, you know, appreciate them, spend some time with them, have fun, because you just never know when they won't be there. You never know when they won't be there. I also like to say, I want to welcome Chris and Steve, first time callers to the show. Thank you, brothers, appreciate it. Okay, well, y'all, I think I'm just about through. Yeah, I think I'm just about through now. So, with that being said, I'll see y'all here the same time tomorrow. Don't forget, the title of the show is Little White Lies. I'm sure some of y'all got some stories about those. That's for sure. But until tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, y'all have a good one. I'm out of here.